Meet Tom. Tom owns a building company. Business is good, but he doesn't have the budget or the time for remedial management. Then, Tom found CAT Checkpoint, a remedial management system for builders and their subcontractors. With CAT Checkpoint, Tom's team can easily do inspections with minimal or no typing, monitor progress from the comfort of their desks, eliminate dots and endless lists, view subcontractor performance stats, and more, all for an affordable price.
Visit catcloud.biz for details.
Racing HQ, brought to you by Tab's new Odds and Evens. Simply pick whether the first two place getters will be odds, evens, or split. Gamble responsibly.
8 o'clock it is. This is Sky Sports Radio and Sky Thoroughbred Central. Welcome to our preview hour right now with Ray Thomas. He'll be joined shortly by Brad Gray and, of course, the Tab Markets as well this morning with Trent Langscale. Let's go to our Chief Steward for Racing New South Wales today out at Rose Hill, Philip Dingwall. Morning to you, Phil.
Good morning, Andrew. How are you?
I'm well, mate. We had a little bit of, surprisingly, a little shower at about 6 o'clock, but it's cleared now and it's fine and sunny out there.
Indeed, but very windy. And look, let's hope we can get an upgrade with the track if the conditions are favourable for us.
Yeah, let's hope so. It's very close to a seven off what Sean said earlier, Sean Patterson. All right, Indeed. What have you found for us?
Okay, so the third race in the Highway Electrified was shifted behind runners in the early stages from a wide gate, travelled back in the field. But he came widest in the straight and finished off soundly, and from gate three today should be able to settle much closer. His two wins have been over today's trip 1400. In the fourth, Devil's Lair, also for a wide barrier, was shifted behind runners in the early stages. And look, when commencing to close the race off, struck some traffic issues in the straights and never was properly tested thereafter. And look, the girl in today should have a much softer run closer to the speed. If we go to the 6 hour Winnie and near the 500 metres with buffeted between runners and over the concluding stages, was it commencing to run on, attempted a run where there was insufficient room and was crowded, became unbalanced. Look, his last two starts have been solid with limited luck at long odds. He should be well suited here by a good tempo. Mapmaker also on the same event didn't appear to be suited by the heavy track conditions last time. He's a horse who, judging by his stats, has a liking for Rose Hill. It should improve on that most recent effort. To go to the seventh, New Tippery, when resuming at Rose Hill, he ran on quite nicely. The riders say that he was able to build momentum in the straight, and although his preference was to improve closer to the middle of the track, which on that day, you might remember, appeared to be favouring runners towards the outside, he was obligated to shift in away from that section of the track. And as I say, he ran on quite gamely. In the final event, Handle the Truth became awkwardly placed on heels close to the finish. He had a testing first up run from a wide gate, and that form line from that event appears to be quite sound. Look, he's drawn the inside peg today. You can expect a much kinder passage through the event, and look, his track and distance stats are also encouraging. And finally, Oxford Tycoon, he didn't also appear to cope with the heavy conditions last time out, and he should benefit from a firmer footing today. That's about a wrap in the stewards room, Andrew.
All right, some key notes there for our listeners and viewers going forward. Hope it's a quiet day for you. Thanks a lot, Bill.
Thank you. Bye, gents.
Good on you. Thanks, mate. Philip Dingwall there, the main steward today for Racing New South Wales at Rose Hill. Ray Thomas is with us. I always ask Duff what you had for breakfast. Ray, do you bring anything in for breakfast?
No, mate. I'll have it before I get going, Andrew. So
what, do you have it at home at 4 a.m?
Yeah, I was up watching the end of Federer and Nadal as well, actually. So Federer got
Jeez,
through.
You haven't had much sleep. Yes,
well,
you did.
World's worst sleeper, me. World's worst sleeper, so it doesn't matter. But
I think I slept in 9 minutes, and I don't know where the alarm must have been going for 9 minutes. Otherwise, I just didn't hear it until
4:59. Did you watch the Magpies late last night? Did you?
No. Oh. I got up and was very, very much surprised. I went to bed at half time thinking we're just going to be rolled. So a bit of a
A couple
we
of
beat
upsets.
Them over there.
Yeah, because the Knights were beaten at home by the Bulldogs as well last night.
What about that turnaround?
Yeah, 8-0 up.
Turnaround.
Anyway, it happens.
Couldn't
sport.
Believe it. Yeah. It is. Mm-hmm. Brad Gray, he's turning around his form. The last few weeks have been fairly ordinary.
Sometimes it hasn't.
You'll pick the card.
No,
good luck to you, Brad.
Yeah. All I can say to you, Brad, is handle the truth.
Oh, you like it, do you? Yeah, it certainly gets its chance now, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. Brad, how's your confidence? We're close to a seven. We'll wait and see whether we get there.
Yeah, you're right. We got that little sprinkle this morning, which probably doesn't help. But, yeah, we know what we're dealing with. It's still going to be a testing surface out there. A winter soft track is still pretty testing for these horses. So if you like those heavy trackers or those ducks, so to say, I think you can still have something on those kind of horses.
Every time I say handle the truth, all I want to say is you can't handle the truth.
What was that movie again? Jack Nicholson? Yeah, what was that?
Yeah, Jack Nicholson's in it. Trent Langscale is joining us because we've said to Munsey, just go away, stop annoying us for a couple of weeks in a row. So Trent's on with all the prices from TAB. Morning to you, Trent.
Good morning to you, Andrew. Yes, and Ray was right there with a few good men, Jack Nicholson and Tom Cruise interrogating him on the stand, and luckily for Brad that he hopefully has confidence after you scolded him just before.
No, it was only a little job. I copped it from poor Tally, so someone else has got to get it, but all in a little jest. All right, let's get cracking. The first race here today on Winter Stakes Day. Trent begins at 11:30.
Andrew, in saddlecloth order for the first, as Munns always does, we have, well, Lanagara a scratching this morning, 12 cents the win, 11 cents the place for the deduction. Not Faint-Hearted, 11. True Detective, 370. Velitza, 650. Lucy Cello, also 650. Academy scratched yesterday, 2 cents the win, 1 cent the place. Clever Man, 34. Dream Circle, 34 as well. Spend, Tabfix Dodd's favourite, $2.60. Intrepidatious, 12. And Iconic Star, 14. Andrew, when the market was first put up on Wednesday with the final fields, Spend has been the best supported runner easily here. Half the money that's been placed on the race on Spend, who opens $6. Now at the top of the market, $2.60. True Detective at that $3.70 mark. That is the opening price, but bear in mind that Lanagara was scratched this morning at $5.50. So True Detective lost favouritism there. Belitzer at $6.50, along with Lucicello. But the main punters in the first there with Spend, who is the $2.60 favourite. A reminder as well, if you have a fixed odds win bet through your TAB account and your horse runs second or third, bonus bet back up to $50. That applies for the first five races at Rosehill and also Caulfield. And if you're betting in a TAB and you use venue mode on the TAB app, that offer extends to races 6 and 7 as well.
Yeah, great offers there. If your horse, if you can plant something you think might not just win but run second. Brad, what about the pace in this two-year-old?
Yeah, Iconic Star's a pretty fast filly for Chris Lee. She'll punch up and hold the front. Lanagira scratching probably opens the door for Spend to go forward, I think, here. I'd be interested to get your thoughts on this one, because we saw in one trial, sat outside the leader, one was ridden a little bit more patiently, but he's certainly got that early gate speed to be able to take up a spot here and sit outside the leader. Either way, I think they'll run along at a reasonable clip.
Yeah, agree, Brad. I think Iconic Star does hold the lead, but Spend now sort of cruises across, settles outside. Gee, it's an intriguing race, isn't it, Brad? True Detective's obviously very promising, as is Spend. I didn't know which way to go. Toss the coin here. The money for Spend suggests he's ready to go, but I'm going to lean towards True Detective. I can just see him getting the right run, just tucking in behind those two leaders, Iconic Star and Spend. He's had the benefit of race experience, and he was strong late, winning over the Rosehill 1,100 metres back in February. We haven't seen him since, but his two recent trials at Rosehill and at Randwick on rain-affected tracks, he's moved through them very, very well under double wraps. I know trials to race day is totally different, but he gave every indication he'd handle the track conditions today. I'm leaning towards his way three, True Detective, primarily because of that race experience factor, but very wary of nine Spend. I know we haven't seen him at an official trial since he won the most recent of his two trial wins. That was back in March when he beat Reloaded. And I think, Brad, both those trials, he just had a beautiful fluent action, and he just cruised away when they pressed the button. He's got obvious talent, obvious ability, and the money that's come for him, as Trent mentioned earlier. Like, even though he hasn't had an official trial in recent weeks, Team Hawks are masters. They'll have him ready to fire here. Intriguing race. I think the tempo will suit Lucicello. This filly really hit the line strongly to win at the Kensington track last start. This is a much stronger race, but she'll come from back and make up ground. And of the others, I thought the 10 Intrepidatious Majon O'Shea stable, she's another one who'll get back, will appreciate that tempo. Her first up run behind Enforcement was sound. At a trial since, she'll be running home. But these two colts, Brad, I think they're pretty smart. Going to see another very intriguing two-year-old race to open the program. Three True Detective on top from 9, 5 and 10.
Yeah, it's going to be fascinating to see what the market does from here with spend. Does it really start to shorten up even more and start closer to even money, or does it just drift out a little bit? But I'm seeing this race similar to you, Ray. I think if you're taking 270, you just want all your ducks to be aligned, don't you? I do concede what Tony Braswell said. I think he made a really good point earlier in that this is an expensive colt, and he's certainly going to be tuned up, ready to go here. But the water does get a little bit muddy when you consider he hasn't officially trialled since back in March. Did look good there, but I've got Lucicello on top. I really like the way that this filly hit the line there on the Kenzo last start on a heavy track. Looked a little bit disappointing first up on paper, but in hindsight now, Leviathan form was very good, Snaz and Charmer in second, and probably should have won a stakes race subsequently after that. So came out, was ridden more patiently last start, and loved the way she found the line with the fastest closing splits across the entire day. I've got her on top, the five, to beat Spend. Certainly very wary of the boom around this bloke. His trials have been outstanding. Whether he gets through the wet track, I guess, is another little query there, but he could come out and just blow them away, given the wraps on him. True Detective, I've got in the mix too, gets a lovely run just behind the speed, finds Hugh Bowman. Although that the form out of that debut win isn't great, there hasn't been a subsequent winner, certainly has that Chris Waller profile to continue off that, to build. They've been very patient with it, so he has to go into the mix somewhere. And Belitza gets that fourth spot for me. Was beaten by the older horses, but she handles the wet, and she's got some reasonable form there through her early two-year-old days. Suggests she'll run well here. So 5, 9, 3, and 4 for me.
Boxed up numbers, Mitch Manners calling today. He likes number 9, Spend, to beat 3, 5, and 4. 9, 3, 5, and 4. I always like to bring in extras, and Brad's brought a couple to play this morning. I can hear the kids. Are they jotting down your tips there, Brad?
Well, she's only 4. I've tried to put the TV on to keep her occupied, but I'm having all sorts of dramas here, keeping her at arm's length.
Yeah. Yeah, well, just keep your microphone off when you're not on, because she'll start giving better sense, making better sense.
Maybe not hard.
There's a second whack. Yeah, sorry, it wasn't meant to be. I'll have to quieten down, because next thing, Brad won't want to come on. Race 2 is the Book Spring Hospitality Handicap. Reminds you, make sure you do it by the end of this month, because you get some extra percentages if you're looking towards the Spring Carnival. Trent, what's going on in Race 2?
Also, I'll say that most people know you by that nickname. Brad's going to give you brutal with Doncaster in the way you're going morning.
Yeah.
We need Brad's expertise.
So the good news is Brad's turned off. Sorry, Brad. Brad, what'd you say?
I said we're only one race in as well.
Yeah, no, I'm going to shut up. I won't say any more. Here are the prices, race 2.
The prices, we have Call Me Royal at $5.50, Bastos Tabfix Dodd's favourite, $2.30, Think with A at $3.90, Silent Explorer at $26, Think Free Scratch This Morning, 5 cents the win, 6 cents the place, Unguarded $9.50, Plenty $15, Salus 17, Scenic Sight 61, Positive Peace 41, Monogal 19, and Dundee Lee at 26. The favourite here, Faistos, has been well supported. $3.40 was the opening price on Wednesday and has come all the way into $2.30. There also have been admirers for Hinkwaday, who's on the second line now at $3.90. Call Me Royal has been easy in the market, $4.40 out to $5.50. But the main concentration of support here for the favourite, Faistos. Pretty similar in the first race, where we had half the money placed on Spend, and the investment so far on the second at Rosehill, half the money has been placed on the favourite, Faistos.
And Brad, is there much pressure to Call Me Royal in this race?
Yeah, there's certainly more than we saw there last start. It wasn't a lovely ride there from Sam Weatherly to get this filly home there last time out. Silent Explorer was ridden aggressively last time, or at least made a mid-race move to be handy. I think he's got no choice but to come across from the 11. Then he got Plenty. He's a pretty keen going kind of horse. He comes out of the midweeks, but we've seen enough of him to know that he likes to rip along. Otherwise, he tends to over-race a little bit. So I think Call Me Royal will lead, Ray, but there'll certainly be some pressure there in behind her.
Yeah, which will suit the favourite, Faistos, won't it, Brad? He'll enjoy that solid tempo up front. I also think Cinquedea will enjoy that tempo too, and he'll be closer, I feel, than Faistos in the run. He's drawn just inside Faistos, but he generally settles right on the speed, Cinquedea, and I really loved his last two wins. He put a margin on them late at Goulburn and did exactly the same thing at Newcastle when he beat a handy horse in Nacho Libre and raced right away to win by more than 3.5 lengths. His last two wins now, aggregate margins of over 8 lengths. He's certainly a progressive type. This is obviously a much tougher ask, Sydney Saturday grade out of the provincials, but he's going the right way, Cinque Dave, and I've got him on top. I just think he gets run of the race stuff. He'll be in front of Faistos in the run. We know he'll run a strong 1500 metre. He comes off that Newcastle 1600 metre win, and he handles soft tracks. Two starts back, he won in the soft seven at Goulburn. So he ticks a lot of boxes for me, Cinque Dave. I've got him on top at the price too, 390, as Trent mentioned earlier. Ahead of Faistos, he's into 230. Look, no knock on him. He's racing particularly well. He monstered the field at Kembla two runs back and probably should have won last start at Rose Hill, finishing fast, running second behind Call Me Royal. Going out to 1,500 metres should suit. He'll be very, very hard to hold out. Call Me Royal, she's a brave filly. I don't know what happened to her at Randwick two starts back, but certainly at Rose Hill, she never runs a bad race, and as Brad said, lovely Sam Weatherly ride last start, got her home. She's getting up in the weights, and it's got to run a strong 1500, but she's a pretty genuine type. And the six Unguarded, also trained by Richard and Michael Freeman, a stablemate of Cinque Dave. Gee, she put a space on her rivals last start of the Kenzo too, on a very heavy track. She finally broke through. Now she struck winning form. She could go right on with it. I'm with three Cinque Dave, Brad, here in another really tricky little race, I thought. 3, 2, 1 and 6 in the second.
Yeah, Faistos for me, I think it'll have no trouble at all turning the tables on Call Me Royal, given the way this race does set up to be run. I was just left a little bit flat-footed. Sam Weatherly was allowed to dictate the early stages, put the foot down at the 800 metres, and you can see he just took a little bit to wind up, but I love his power through the line. That last 200 metres was particularly explosive. Off-breeding, the mile's certainly going to be his go, so out to 1,500 metres certainly suits. Finds Hugh Bowman, hoping can be close enough. Drawn six, so should get a nice midfield trail there. It's on top, but I do concede that the money's coming. Geez, it looks skinny now at $2.30, but clearly the horse to beat. Cinque Dave, I've got plenty of respect for as well. Flying, and you're right, Ray, just gets this lovely run on the inside with Blake Shin on board, and combined winning margin of over, I think it's about 8.5 lengths, its last two, albeit in easier grade, but it's hard to knock when a horse is going about its business that well. I've got Call Me Royal hanging on for third. Brave kind of filly, as we saw last start, made its own luck, and if it reproduces that kind of run, it has to be somewhere in the finish. And one towards the bottom there has probably been a little bit underrated here. Monogal has that right form reference through Call Me Royal and Faistos, yet has been completely overlooked by the market. Another horse that should get a reasonable run, ducked up the inside to be in the money there last time, and $4.20 a hole doesn't look a bad bet for this particular horse. So the numbers for me here, 2, 3, 1 and 11.
Two's also the fancy here for Mitch Manners to beat 1, 3 and 6. 2, 1, 3 and 6 for Mitch in race number two. As we've said a number of times today, Lindsay Murphy, who has overseen many tracks for the Australian Turf Club for recent years, is retiring at the end of July. Today out at Rose Hill, they've got a big function out there. Lots of family and friends going to be dropping in and seeing Lindsay and Bernie, and we most sincerely wish them all the very best today. So this is their race. Trent, the Lindsay Murphy Tab Highway.
For the third here, Andrew, we have Gumshoe, Tab Fixed Odds favourite, $4.20. Zardoro scratched this morning, and the deduction for Zardoro was 9 cents the win and 10 cents the place. Doulette, $6.50. Galapagos, 5. My Blue Jeans, 11. Weather Channel, 23. Electrified, also 23. Scarlet Missile, 26. Fortune's Path, 26. Esther's Rose, 18. Heaven's High, 26. Nashian, 5. Smart Remark, scratched, no deduction. Z-Force, scratched, no deduction. Refire, 26. Fly Forward, 81. Upper House, 10. And Jelly's, scratched, no deduction. Well, compared to the first two races here, Andrew, completely wide open. Gumshoe, the favourite, has been a little easy since opening $3.90, now at the $4.20 mark. Galapagos has been reasonably firm at 5. Nashian has been the firmer, coming from 7 to 5 since Wednesday, and there's also been specking for Doulette, who's been 13 to 6.50. Not as confident the betting here compared to the first two races, but in an open affair, the best supported is the second elect, which is Nashian.
And we should mention this is a Class 3. I should be doing a Munsey. He always tells us what the Tab Highway is. So it's a Class 3 for 3-year-olds and up, and we do have Nashian as the 3-year-old filly lining up here, Brad.
Yeah, we do, and I think she'll be a lot closer from the gate. Listening intently there to Mark Quinn's interview before, and I agree, I think she takes up a lot handier spot. The leader does look the stablemate Gumshoe, though. Probably got no choice but to carve across from the wide draw, which injects a little bit of speed into the race. Heaven's High, not far away. Esther's Rose generally rolls forward, and you've got Electrified punching up from an inside draw there too, Ray. So they should run along at least in the early stages. Whether Gumshoe can back off after that remains to be seen, but as we know with highways, it's generally truly run.
Yeah, that's the key, isn't it, Brad? Can he get a soft sectional at some stage? We heard from Mark earlier, probably will be ridden aggressively, Gumshoe, because he does begin so well. Look, Mark Quinn's got a very strong hand with Gumshoe and Nashian. They both clashed last start in the highway at Randwick, which Gumshoe was very good winning. Nashian came from back. It was an eye-catching run, a real flashing light on her that day. The barrier draw beat her at Randwick. She drew wide, had to go back, and Gumshoe got the lovely run. Today, the barrier draws are in reverse, so to speak. As Brad mentioned, Nashian should settle a lot closer, which, to be fair, she had done at her previous starts. Two runs back at Taree. She only fell that day, didn't she, Brad? She was very unlucky at Taree, but she was up on the speed. Prior to that, she settled on pace and was too good at Taree as well. I can see her settling front half, Brad, probably even a touch closer, run of the race stuff, and the way she hit the line at Randwick at the end of 1,200 metres in the highway last start, no issue with her at 1,400 metres, and she just gets in so well with the weights after Robbie Dolan's claim. I'm very keen on the 12, Nashian. The 4, Galapagos, gets a nice run here as well. Last start on the highway at Rose Hill. Didn't have the best luck behind Upper House. He's run prior to that. He was a good third to Coldy and Quackerjack at Randwick, which is a strong form line. I'm giving him another chance. Had a trial in between runs and won that trial at Tamworth nicely. Look, no knock on the 1, Gumshoe. As Brad said, he'll come across from the outside gate. If he gets that soft sectional, he'll kick, because the way he attacked the line at Randwick last start shows how genuine he is. And the 5, My Blue Jeans, doesn't mind the soft tracks, and his last couple of runs have been sound. But I'm with the filly 12, Nashian, in race 3. 12, 4. 1 and 5.
Yeah, for me, it's Nashian as well, right? I think you made a really strong case, and you're right about settling closer. It's past 3 wins. It's settled 2nd, 3rd and 4th, so that suggests that it can certainly be right there on the money. No weight on its back. It was a really good run there last start, but that didn't allow the handicappers to get at her, so I think she's clearly the horse to beat in this, and as we know, should get through the wet track just fine. She's got a nice profile, this filly. I think she's one we can follow with a little bit of confidence, and you're right about that Taree. I've got no idea how it stayed on its feet, looked to get squeezed out. Had to have a little bit of a freshen up, but certainly their last start suggested that it's come back in the same order that what it left off. Esther's Rose and Heaven's High, the 10 and the 11, I found it really hard to split them, but I give them both really good hopes in this race on the back of that Grafton Guineas Prelude form. Charm Princess was the horse that beat both of them on that occasion, and Charm Princess has come out and won the Guineas, of course, beating Commander. Now, there was very little between these horses there, and I think there'll be very little between them here. They've actually drawn 11 and 10. They've both got 53 kilos, so I think they're both thereabouts at big odds if you're playing the exotics. Certainly include them. And Juliet is flying since coming across to Wayne Wilkes, and just seems to be getting better and better every run he goes around. So he has to be somewhere in the mix too. So I think 12 is the bet in the race, but certainly whatever you do exotics-wise, include the 10 and 11. So 12, 11, 10 and 3 for me.
And completing the trio with Nashian is Mitch Manners, the caller. 12 on top to beat 3, 1 and 4. 12, 3, 1 and 4. And just a little bit of a tighten up there, Trent.
Just in the last couple of minutes, Andrew, 5 into 480 for Nashian. Gumshoe, the favourite, being 420 out to 440. The top two tightening there, but Nashian there now $4.80 after good reports from everyone.
And that's why Mark Quinn was sitting on the fence this morning when we posed the question, because he said there's not a lot between them and they're both in different ownership groups. We're going to take a break. This is Racing HQ, the A-team right in amongst it today. Brad Gray, isn't he a star? We're great to have him here on Racing HQ.
Race the best with the best. Dynamic Syndications have a fabulous filly. Buy a champion from a champion to be trained by Kieran Maher. Arrowfield Stud has joined us in this filly by Snitzel, Australia's champion sire. From fictional account, Ireland's champion mare was a stakes winner at Ascot and Nakara. Be part of our dynamic Arrowfield and Kieran Maher team in our Super Snitzel filly for $12,825 per share. Visit dynamicsyndications.com or call 1-800-61-9999. AFSL 3360-808.
Does your small business need new equipment, another renovation, a little more stock, or even some extra staff? A business loan could help. Look no further than OnDeck, the small business loan specialist. OnDeck Group are trusted by over 80,000 small businesses worldwide and have already lent over $10 billion globally. So for a loan to grow your business with money in your account as fast as the next business day, visit ondeck.com.au now. All loans are subject to lender approval.
Who are you backing? Where we disguise an ad as a game show for punters. Ready, Tony?
Yeah, I guess.
This Saturday, if your horse runs second or third in races 1 to 5 at Rose Hill and Caulfield, does Tab give you back a bonus bet up to $50?
This is an ad, right?
Spot on! Plus, in a Tab venue, you'll get the same offer on races 6 and 7. Who are you backing? Tab.
Includes SANWA residents. Tab account fixed odds win bets only. TNC's at website. Gamble responsibly. Call Gambler's Help at 1-800-858-858.
Entries are now open for the 2020 Inglis Select Yearling Sale Series. In 2019, Inglis again proved itself the strongest auction house to sell yearlings through, achieving the highest clearance rate, average and gross for vendors. On the track, Inglis have had 88% more Group 1 winning graduates than their nearest Australian rival since the beginning of 2018. With world-class venues, Riverside Stables and Oaklands Junction, there's no better time to sell your yearling with Inglis. Visit inglis.com.au for more information and entry forms. Entries close August 2.
Racing HQ, brought to you by Tab's new Odds and Evens. Simply pick whether the first two place getters will be odds, evens or split. Gamble responsibly.
It is Racing HQ, the best way to start your Saturday. Ray Thomas, Brad Gray, Trent Langscale from Tab giving you all the key stuff for Rose Hill today with the first race coming up at 11.30 out there. We move to race four now, Trent, and this is the first leg of today's Big Six. What sort of jackpot are we looking at here?
Well, $100,000 projected pool for the Big Six at Rose Hill today, Andrew. The first leg being this, the fourth at 1:15. We have Hogman A at 19. Primitivo, Tap Fixed Odds favourite, $2.90. High Power, $5.50. Dylan's Romance, 19. Semper Fidelis, 7. Devil's Lair, 23. Ivy's Court, 41. Amarok, 15. Bring a Jam, 26. Waking Moment, 3.10. Biodynamic, scratched, no deduction. Chief Kidder scratched no deduction as well. Well, Primitivo at the moment is clinging to favouritism. Opened $2.70 on Wednesday. Now at the $2.90 mark, easily the best supported in this fourth race is Waking Moment, who opened $6, now $3.10. One bet yesterday of $5,000 at $3.30. Outside of that, you've got High Power. Hasn't changed too much in the market at 5, and the other in single figures, Semper Fidelis at 7. But easily the best backed for race 4, the first leg of the Big Six, Waking Moment, the $3.10, second elect.
Okay, another good ride today for Robbie Dolan. Is there much pace here, Brad?
Yeah, it should all be generated through Dylan's Romance. We know this six-year-old has got an abundance of early speed, drawn forward, or spear straight to the front. And I imagine that Hogman A rolls across from 11 after Chris Williams' claim, and we know this horse is generally better ridden nice and aggressive. So they look the two to take it up. So they should roll along at an okay clip here, right?
Yeah, Dylan's Romance does love to set a decent tempo, doesn't he, Brad? I think that'll suit some of these back markers, including Primitivo. I know he goes up in weight, but he's just really struck tremendous form this prep. His confidence is up, and I love the way he attacked the line at Randwick last start when he ran down Wugok to win over the 2,000 metres on a heavy eight. Wugok's come out and franked that form, winning last week. As I said, the tempo will suit Primitivo. I think he'll be unleashing from back, and he'll be out getting out somewhere towards the better part of the track out the centre. I've got him on top. I think three High Powers, the danger, Brad. It comes out of the Primitivo Wugok race. He hit the line nicely running fourth that day. He's fourth up, gets a big weight swing in his favour against Primitivo, and he's got his hoof right on the till, as has the money horse, the 10 Waking Moment. Does tick a lot of boxes today, Waking Moment. Gets the track conditions, soft 7 into the heavy 8 range, ideal for her. She's third up off a really nice effort last start behind Tory Joy. Robbie Dolan's claim brings her in so well at the weights. It's just that winning strike rate, Brad, just the one win in 20 starts. But in saying that, both her runs this prep for Chris Waller have been super. 5 Semper Fidelis, the best of the rest. I'm leaning towards a 2 Primitivo. I think on track, Waking Moment probably will start favourite, Brad. Be interested in your thoughts, and that might give us a decent bet on the Primitivo number 2 in race 4, 2, 3, 10 and 5.
Yeah, it looks like it's all been one-way traffic, hasn't it, for Waking Moment. And of all the horses, I'm going to make a good case for this particular mare. Of all the horses there at Rose Hill today, I think it's the one with the real sense of timing about it. And you're right about being a little bit forgiving with her strike rate. Although it doesn't look great on paper, I think if you just treat it as a blank canvas and alone on what she's done for Chris Waller to date, you can certainly get pretty keen about her chances third up. She was very good there behind Tory Joy, just maybe needed the run. No excuses here. 2,000 metres, third up, should be close enough, if good enough from the draw. That's the big advantage for me. There is an 8.5 kilo difference between the two, her and Primitiva, who look the two winning hopes in the race, but it's the map that certainly leans me her way. The pricing isn't getting as different as it was there early days. Yeah. Waking Moment was the way I lent early because she was $5. Now you're getting $3.10, but I still got her on top and clearly. So Primitivo, you're right, really attacked the line there. I love the way he ran through the posts, plenty of strength. I was a little bit of a query on him running a strong 2,000 metres. Proved me completely wrong. He's obviously a mature horse now and attacked the line well. High power has to be in the mix. Again, a bit of a sense of timing about this bloke. I've given him a couple of chances. Fourth up, he does get his chance. He gets a nice weight swing on Primitivo. I just don't know whether it's enough to turn the tables, but I think he'll be running a handy race. You can see his profile. He's run 6th, 5th and 4th. I wouldn't be surprised that that's 3rd this time in. And the other one is Amarok that I've gone for 4th of Victoria. And he was back in trip. That didn't suit last time. 5 weeks between runs. He was 2,200 metres back to 1,600 metres. His 2,200 metre run actually ran 3rd, Defensible Toff, which reads okay now. We've seen that horse run well in Sydney recently. So Waking Moment goes in on top. Pretty keen about her chances, and I wouldn't be surprised, as you say, if she starts a clear favourite in the race. 10, 2, 3 and 8.
Mitch Manners likes number 2 Primitivo to be 10, 3 and 8. 2, 10, 3 and 8 for Mitch Manners in race number 4. It's the hottest tourist destination on the planet, and it just happens to host one of the world's greatest horse racing events. I'm talking about the Land of the Rising Sun and the Japan Cup. A tour leaves Friday, November 22 with Ambassador Travel. You'll get around the city of Tokyo, be dazzled by the class of the old and the new cultures. And then you get trackside. Around 200,000 locals get there and you'll be amongst that group to watch the Japan Cup. In between, you can shop, simply marvel at the Asian delights, or even better, extend into Hong Kong's International Race Week. Call Ambassador Travel 1-800-777-989 or go to their webpage, ambassadortravel.com.au. We move to race 5 now here, Trent, the ATC Foundation Handicap.
Andrew, from the top we have Miss X Factor 9, Riverbird, scratched Wednesday afternoon, deduction 12 cents the win, 11 cents the place, Spiritual Pursuit, Tab Fixed Odds favourite, $1.80, Deity 5, Agent Pippa 10, Satin Slipper 14, Hunanga 10, Ellie's Encore 81, Gala Moshe 34, Soul Star scratched yesterday morning, 4 cents the win, 4 cents the place. Sebring Express 19 and Moccasin Miss 21. Well, this is another well-supported favourite here in Spiritual Pursuit. Went up $3.50. Now, albeit Riverbird was in the field at that stage on Wednesday, but been one-way traffic, Spiritual Pursuit. Now, odds on of $1.80, 65% of the money on the win hold is on Spiritual Pursuit. Deity at the $5 mark, there hasn't been too much change there. Miss X Factor has been a touch easy at the 9.50 mark. Double figures or better the remainder. Spiritual Pursuit heavily backed to win the 5th at Rose Hill.
Interesting to see what Chris Lees is going to do with Agent Pippa here, a new horse that showed plenty of dash, Brad, in Perth.
Yeah, it did. I just noticed there was a tweet out put out by the Australian Bloodstock account saying that it's probably a little bit overs, a really classy horse. I certainly take that on board, but it does look a key element to the speed, former West Aussie horse. Boat raced on pace over there and was up and about in listed races. But speed-wise, Spiritual Pursuit is the one that takes it up. I doubt they've got the toe to cross her. She's very fast. And Miss X Factor comes across. Since the shade's gone on, she looks to have her mind right in the job here. So they'll run along, but Spiritual Pursuit certainly does that anyway, so certainly no knock there.
Yeah, you know what you're going to get with her, don't you, Brad? She'll jump out of the gates, put herself in the gun spot, probably leading again, and I can't tip against her. She's just a star at the moment, Spiritual Pursuit. She was just too good for her rivals last start at Ramick over the 1,000 metres, beating Invictus Salute and Deity, and that form has held up with Invictus Salute winning last week, Deity running third again. She likes wet tracks. She loves Rose Hill. I think third up last prep, she ran really well against a couple of smart horses over 1,100 metres at Rose Hill. She's third up today. I know she's getting up in the weights, Brad, but with Sam Clinton's 2 kilo claim, she gets him in 57, so she's only 4 kgs over the limit, and she's a filly just in tremendous touch here. Third up, Jason Coyle has placed her to advantage again, and I just think she'll be winning again the three Spiritual Pursuit. Look, for the Four Deity is the obvious threat. She's had the two runs back now. She's working up to a win. I don't mind the fact Brad, she's on the quick backup after her third last week to Invictus Salute and Natalia. She'll be running home. The extra 1,100 metres is in her favour, but it's no disadvantage to Spiritual Pursuit either. The watch horse is the 5 Agent Pippa. Brad, I was talking to Chris Lees about her during the week. She won a Gymcrack Stakes in Perth, albeit as in a Perth two-year-old form, but her form subsequently over there has been pretty sound. She had a Musselbrook Barrier Trial when she was never let go at any stage, and Chris Lees has got a bit of an opinion of her. Said she's a very nice filly, so look, no surprise to see her run a good race at her Sydney debut, and one miss X-factored. You're right, Brad, she's turned her form around. Her last two runs have been very good. She'll find a race to win shortly. I don't know if it'll be today because I can't see them beating the three, Spiritual Pursuit. I've got her on top again. 3, 4, 5, and 1 in race 5.
Yeah, Agent Pippa is a fascinating runner here. I haven't got it in the mix, but that Musselbrook Barrier Trial was just a little bit slow out, so that makes me curious as to where they're going to get to from the wide draw. But Spiritual Pursuit, yeah, at the end of the day, it has to go backwards to not be winning this race, and that's the profile you want for a horse to be taking the odds on. $1.80, I think, is the right price. I know it sounds skinny, but she just has to hold her form to be winning this too. And as you touched on, those two smart horses, when you're splitting Baller and Prophet's Thumb, third up last campaign, if she reproduces anything like that, she should be winning this pretty comfortably. As we know, she skips through the wet, and 1,100 metres is her go. The Four Deity, I agree, is the danger. And when you consider that, Spiritual Pursuit did hand her a pretty easy victory there, or at least beat her pretty comprehensively there last start. So that suggests that she's got this race, it's hers to lose. But Deity last week, I thought she paraded outstanding. I'm certainly no yard expert, but she was glowing in the coach. She looked, she'd come back in really good order. There is a sense of timing about her. Miss X Factor, I think, is suited 1,200 metres back to 1,100 metres. She's loomed to win her last couple over 1,200 metres, but just felt the pinch there late. Back to the trials. Since the blinkers have gone on, it's certainly turned her around. She's classy enough to be somewhere at the finish. Now, I've thrown the 6 in for 4th. It's probably a race with limited winning chances, but curious to see how Satin Slipper returns, because obviously she's showing the stable something to still be in work. So the Snowdens, as we know, are very, very smart trainers. So the 3, 4, 1, and 6 for me.
For Mitch Manners, 3 on top, Spiritual Pursuit to beat 4, 1, and 5. 3, 4, 1, and 5 for Mitch in race number 5. A note just coming through from the stewards. Glenn Boss won't be riding, well, they're saying in the first two races, but I don't think he had a ride in race 2, but he certainly won't be riding Clever Man in race 1 due to a flight delay, which was out of Brisbane, Ray, I think.
That's right, yeah, we're hoping to get him on this morning. Yeah. He was sure to fly at 7 o'clock, and I suppose he'd be aware now he hasn't got another one of his rides either, Seaway in the feature, the Winter Stakes either. So
he's come back. He's on Fortune's Path. Mm. Yeah, Fortune's Path would be his first ride in race 3. So we'll keep an eye on that, but certainly rider to come for Clever Man in race number 1. And it's, oh, what a classic day. A beautiful look over the top of Rose Hill. The little shower that went through around 6 o'clock is well and truly gone. And there's just a little bit of white cloud over the top of Rose Hill right now. But outside that, it is just clear blue skies. Fantastic. Let's move to the Tab Handicap, race number 6.
First leg of the quarter here, Andrew. We have Curra 850. Reflectivity scratched this morning, 7 cents the win, 8 cents the place. Noel, equal favourite with the Tab at $4. Mapmaker, 23. Hanachi scratched this morning, 5 cents the win, 6 cents the place. Fuel, 8. Arraignment scratched this morning, 3 cents the win, 2 cents the place. Deduction, Love Shack Baby, 6.50. Cyber Intervention, equal favourite with the Tab, $4. No Escape, 13. Our Winnie, 18, and Nicochet, 480. Well, even with the scratchings this morning, Andrew, I will say that this is one of the races of the day where there hasn't been a great deal of interest. The punters haven't really backed any runner in particular. I'll just note from the opening prices on Wednesday that Cyber Intervention went up the $4.60 outright favourite, and you had Noel and Nicochet, who were both at $6. So from that point, you've got Noel, who has come into a $4 equal pick with Cyber Intervention. Nicochet at $4.80. The most popular runner is Fuel, who is currently an $8 chance, but not the easiest way to start the quaddie at Rosehill Gardens this afternoon.
And I will say, Brad, we've lost a little bit of pace out of the race.
Yeah, we've lost that second layer of speed. Reflectivity, Canarchi and Arraignment all looked to be settling just in behind those to be leading this. And I'd be surprised if Fuel isn't the one right up the front there. We saw him last day, he gave a really good sight. And I would be surprised if they're even a little bit more aggressive and really try and rip these along from the front. Love Shack Baby, races handy. And these scratchings really open the door for No Escape to slide across and get a good run, because the 9 barrier did look tricky originally, but now it comes into 6, so certainly gets its chance to just pop in behind the speed here, right?
Yeah, they get a solid tempo, won't they, Brad? Fuel does love to run along, and as you mentioned, he might just get that easy lead now. Look, I might be going off one run too early here with Cyber Intervention, but I've got a bit of a rap on this horse, and I thought he showed first up at the Kenzo on that very heavy track that he's come back in terrific order. He hit the line hard behind a speedy, race-fit horse in Stella Sea Sun. He can improve off that. His second up stats aren't flattering, but the Joe Pride Stable's in tremendous touch at the moment. I'm banking on this horse's ability and the fact he gets a race tempo to suit. No doubt he'll be better suited when he gets out over further, but as I said, he just gave me indication he's set for a really good prep with that first up effort. Second up backing stayers, Brad, sometimes it's a trap for bad players, but I'm going to stick with the 9 Cyber Intervention. I think that race tempo will suit him. Well, similar boat, really. He's second up. A horse is better suited over further. His second up stats are good, but that when he gets out over distances longer than the 1500 today. But he also ran so well first up in the No Doubt race. He can bounce off that, run a good solid race off the fast tempo here. Of the others, the 12 Nicochet. Look, he was disappointing. I thought he could win last start in the No Escape race at Rose Hill. He went out as a favourite on a heavy 9. Very disappointing that day. I think maybe the track conditions, and it was his first attempt at 1,500 metres this prep. They'll take the freshness out of him. If he settles here, Nicochet, he can run a much better race. And look, No Escape, you'd love to own him, wouldn't you, Brad? He's won 7 races from 34 starts now, over $200,000. Always goes around at double figure odds. He will do so again today, but he's got those soft, heavy track conditions, which he loves, and he comes off a really good win over Fuel here at Rose Hill last start. So you've got to include No Escape and consider Fuel as well. I'm with 9 Cyber Intervention. I hope it's not one run too early though. 9, 3, 12 and 10.
Yeah, I'm going to throw a roughie into the mix here, the 11, our Winnie. I have a little bit of a sucker for this horse, but it's just done enough to keep me interested. And again, it's been posted big odds. A bit of a spec I see this morning now, $18. I think it was $34 at one stage. But you look through her form on paper and you think, well, there's nothing doing there, 13th, 6th and 9th. But her last two runs have been deceptively good. She's just found herself a long way back. Last start there behind Commander, although she was beaten 5.5, her last 600 metres and her last 200 metres were the quickest in the race. I'm just hoping that Glenn Schofield can posse it up a little bit closer to the speed this time. She's a mare that once she finds a form, can string one together. So as we saw last campaign, she won a bit of a stretch, had to picket fence there for Greg McFarlane. DeWette should be okay in 56 kilos. I think she's finally found the right race. Small field certainly suits as well, where she can figure at each way odds. I'm happy to spec her. This other race is interesting, isn't it? Because you look at the Fuel and the prices of Fuel and No Escape, and I had to just make sure that I wasn't imagining that actually yeah, won that race yeah. last time, because the odds that they've gone up here comprehensively beat Nicochet, comprehensively beat Love Shack Baby, and they're hard in the market, yet Fuel was largely neglected there early, $8 now, and the same can be said for No Escape. Yeah. I think they're certainly both right in this race. In similar conditions, the 6 and the 10 have to go into the mix, and I am a little bit forgiving of Nicochet as well, Ray. I was keen on its chances there last start. Was disappointing. Maybe we give it one more chance, but I'm just going to throw it in for 4th at the odds, because I think it's well found enough. So the 11 for me, our Winnie at the big odds, to beat 6, 10 and 12.
Mitch Manners goes for 3, Nahul, to beat 6, 9 and 1. Another, Ray, you popped it in for 2nd there, the 3. Mm-hmm. So Mitch goes 3 to beat 6, 9 and 1 in the first leg of the quarter. We might just have to play a little bit wide there. Let's take a break, come back with the last 3 races, including the Winter Stakes, in just a moment.
Looking for a non-stop night of classic TAB Queensland Winter Racing Carnival harness action? Look to Queensland Oaks Night, Albion Park, Saturday night, with Australasia's best fillies in the Group 1 Queensland Oaks. The battle of the best in the Group 1 Sunshine Sprint, and a massive support card featuring our leading square gaiters, mares and derby hopefuls. There's only one place to look for Australia's hottest harness action this Saturday night. Queensland Oaks Night, Albion Park, Saturday night.
Customers love our coffee, but we just can't keep up with the morning rush. I need more hands on deck.
When you're ready to grow your business, you should call OnDeck, the small business loan specialist. OnDeck Group has lent $10 billion to over 80,000 small businesses globally. Apply in 10 minutes, get approval in hours, and have the money in your account as fast as the next business day. So for a loan to help you hire more employees, apply now at ondeck.com.au. All loans are subject to lender approval.
Mum, do you want to hear something unheard of?
Yes.
A Bingley bonus gift card on all TVs 65 inches and above.
Say that again.
A Bingley bonus gift card on all TVs 65 inches and above.
Wow.
Ever heard that before?
Yes, twice.
When?
Just now.
Mum, this is huge. I'm going to be working around the clock.
That's unheard of.
A bonus 10% gift card on TVs 65 inches and above from our huge range at the home of TV.
Bingley.
Who will be the next left field stallion? Like I Am Invincible, Spirit of Boom and Better Than Ready. Next season, maybe Full Point as his first two-year-olds hit the track. His yearling sold to $100,000, nearly 14 times service fee. Kingstar is determined to support Full Point. If you don't get a good foal coming this season, you don't pay service fee. Full Point stands for just $7,700 at Kingstar. Book in a mare to both Lord of the Sky and Full Point and get a third service to either stallion for free. Visit kingstarfarm.com.au.
Racing HQ, brought to you by Tabs New Odds and Evens. Simply pick whether the first two place getters will be odds, evens or split. Gamble responsibly.
Real positive feedback coming through. Real slick production this morning. Ray Thomas, Brad Gray, Trent Langscale. Don't worry about Duff, Munsey and Bensley. They're being forced out, put in a little pocket in the corner and never coming back. Let's look at the Winter Stakes. Race 7, Trent, the feature... Trent, why are you laughing? Please give us the markets here for race 7.
We have Stampede 7, Eckstein equal favourite with the tab at $5.50, New Temporary $9.50, First Hand equal favourite with the tab at $5.50, Gulwa $6.50, Harper's Choice $61, Seaway Scratch this morning, Duction there 8 cents the win, 9 cents the place, Tester Shadow $23, Boss Lane $21, Cradle Mountain $9, Goodfella $16, Sir Bacchus $21, Organza scratched on Thursday, 7 cents the win, 8 cents the place, Nikki's Gold $6, Salsonic $51, Foxy Housewife $101. Extremely open here, Andrew. All the favoured runners have had some sort of support. We'll just mention the two biggest tighteners, Nikki's Gold $10 into $6. And Stampede the Toppy opened 23 on Wednesday, now 7.
Yeah, it's interesting with Stampede, just off what Adrian Bott said this morning, will they want to lead, Brad?
Yeah, I don't think they'll get the opportunity, to be honest. I think Cradle Mountain obviously is drawn inside it, so I'd be very surprised if they let anything hand up. They're both control freaks, though, so something's got to give here, Ray. That suggests that they'll go along pretty fast tempo.
And First Hand, Brad?
Yeah, First Hand, I'm not sure. I guess the scratching of Seaway probably gives them an inclination to roll forward and try their luck, because Seaway did look to be one of those who'd be rolling forward on speed as well. Maybe there's a spot in behind if these two really start to rip along, but I don't think it can win if it settles last, so no. I think they'll just gamble and roll forward.
Have to go forward, yeah. I agree, Brad, the tempo will be pretty solid here, and I've come back to 2 Eckstein with the scratching of Seaway. Look, Eckstein, terrific run last start in the Group 1, the Tats Tiara. She was 17th in the capacity field in the home turn, rocketed home to run 6th behind Invincible, only beaten a length and a half. She's a top class mare. When things go her way, she can win a race like this. The tempo should suit. She ticks that wet track box and she goes well at Rose Hill. I think Eckstein will be hard to hold out. 4 First Hand, if he gets any sort of luck getting across, Brad, I think he's the horse to beat. I was on him last start in the Civic Stakes and I think he's ready to win a race. Just the barrier draws the leveler here. Of the others, 14, Nikki's Gold, really good run in the Civic Stakes. She got held up at a vital stage in the straight. She ran fourth. She's ready to win a black type race. She's right in this contest, as is the 3 New Tipperary. He was terrific first up in the Civic Stakes. He was on the inside that day. I'm certain he's a better horse when given galloping room, Brad, so his effort to run third was excellent. His second up stats are terrific. Very open, in my opinion, is Civic Stakes, hence it's 5.50 the field, as Trent mentioned. I'm with the 2 Eckstein on top, 2, 4, 14 and 3.
Yeah, I don't want to ignore the obvious form line here, and that is the Civic Stakes. Goulart seems to be reasonable odds, given he won $8 there, and I thought he won quite impressively. He only won by half a length, but he had to come from near last and rushing down the outside, and his closing splits were great. Rachel King said this horse was just so comfortable in those conditions. Does probably get a soft track today, but I certainly think that still plays in his hands. I'd like a heavy. I think that would make him an even better bet. But $6.50, still happy to be in his corner. He's a versatile enough horse to take up a position too. He's drawn one, so imagine they punch up and they're just forward of midfield. So with any late luck there, I think he's certainly very hard to beat once again. We go down to the likes of Nicky's Gold. Would it have beaten Goulart if it had a clear run there last start? Don't think so, but it certainly would have been very close. We know this mare's come back in terrific order, handles the wet, loves the wet, in fact, which gives her chance here, and Gary Portella has this horse ticking over very nicely. A bit one-dimensional, so probably can't use the draw to be closer, but with any luck, we'll be weaving a passage late. Eckstein is the class runner in the race outside of Stampede, who I've got in for fourth. The two, Eckstein, as you touched on, the TR on was okay, rushing home from last. And if the tempo is on here, she'll be coming home hard. And Stampede goes into the mix. I did have Seaway for fourth, but I'll throw in Stampede. I think he'd be a lot more comfortable if Cradle Mountain wasn't in the race, because he's that kind of horse that likes to control, go when he wants to go. So I think he's going to be dictated to in terms of Cradle Mountain being on his inside. But he's certainly respect the money, and he was a big winner there last time we saw him, albeit a while ago now. So that's 5, 14, 2 and 1.
Mitch Manners likes number 2, Eckstein, to beat 5, 3 and 1, 2, 5, 3 and 1 in the feature race. Race 7 today, worth $150,000. To race 8, the second last, the Australian Turf Club.
From the top, we have Mahalunga 10, Single Bullet 17, Tonzor 750, Highland Beat 950, Star Reflection at 12, Almanzora 550, Fortinsky 41, Southern Lad 550, Dissolute scratched this morning, 1 cent the win deduction. Wagner scratched today as well, and the deduction there, 11 cents the win and the place. Noble Joey scratched, no deduction. Zonk 950, Best Guess 16, Riverbird, Tabfixdodd's favourite, $4.40. The bottom has been the best supported here, Andrew. Riverbird opened $6 on Wednesday. Once again, now the $4.40 favourite. The Ruffy that's firmed, Zonk, $15 the opening price, now $9.50.
The Les Bridge and Rachel King, and certainly off Matt Smith earlier. Tonsor, if they're there, then they're keen to lead.
Yeah, I think they will lead from the one. It doesn't look to be a race with a lot of speed in it. Tonsor punches up. You've got Zonk, who was a change of tactics to be ridden quieter there last start from the wide draw. That's not the case here. Drawn four. I see it positioning outside the lead. That's generally how she likes to race. Highland Beat, the Victorian, comes across from the wide draw. Best Guess has to be somewhere thereabouts, but being first up off such a long spell, you imagine they just let him find his feet a little bit. But it doesn't look to be a race with a stack of tempo here, right?
Yeah, I'm with the 6 hour man, so I hope they run along a little, because she'll probably settle off speed from that wide gate. But I thought her first up run behind the very promising Caesar in the winter dash was a terrific return. She loomed up halfway down the straight. She wouldn't have beaten Caesar, but she might have run second or third, just knocked up late. She had 3 weeks between runs. She's got good second up stats, likes the rain affected conditions, and she's got that man Blake Shin, the man of the moment. He's just riding like a demon. Brad, his last 50 rides, Blake Shin, he's ridden 13 winners at a strike rate of about 26%, 14 seconds, 7 thirds. So he's riding almost 70% placings for rides at the moment, Blake Shin. He's in rare
incredible
form.
Yeah.
And I think he can ride 3 winners today. I've got him on Cinquedea, Eckstein and Almanzora. With him to beat 14 Riverbird, you can't knock her, can you, Bradshaw? She's just as tough as they come, and she's learned how to win this prep. Very genuine mare. 3 Tonsor, if you're right, Brad, if he can control tempo, he'll be hard to beat. And the one Mahalunga, off a freshen up, might be a touch short of his best, but he gets a lovely run here. Loves Rose Hill, handles rain affected tracks, and he's a pretty handy horse on his day. 6 hour man Zora from 14, 3 and 1.
Yeah, you've made my case for me for Mahalunga here. I just think at the $10, he's worth a gamble. As you say, 1400 metres is probably more his go. 1200 metres is a little bit vulnerable, but just the fact that it's on a wet track, he gets in nicely after the claim of Brock Ryan. And the big tick for me is where he lands to from the inside draw. I think he's just going to park right behind the speed. And if it turns into a bit of a sit and sprint, we know he's capable of of finishing powerfully. So I've got him on top at $10. I think it's a really good price for the classiest animal in the field. You go back a couple of starts ago and he was only 2.5 lengths away from trekking in the Luskin Star, a listed race there, and he started $6. So that's Group 1 form, as we know now. Last start, complete forget. He pulled up lame there at Randwick when he was disappointing. He ran 8th of the 13 runners, and he's been fresh and since, that's why. So we're taking on trust that he's been ticking over and he's still fit enough to win this race, but you're getting the price to find out. River Bird hasn't been putting its fields away, but it's hard to knock winning form. It's incredible to think it was only the start of the maiden. This preparation, it's won 3 of its past 4, and certainly been beautifully placed by Jason Cole. Up in grade again here, but stays right down in the weights because of that. I've got Tonsor in for 3rd, just because he gets a lovely run here. He should get all favours on speed. Jenny Duggan will rate this horse nicely in front. Just knocked up a little bit there last start, but he did try hard. And Zonk is the other one that's going to be up there. And no surprise that there's been a bit of a speck around, given the lack of speed in this race. So 1, 14, 3 and 12.
Mitch Manners like 6 El Manzoro to beat 14, 8 and 3. 6, 14, 8 and 3. The last, the Rose Hill Bowling Club.
Dragon Fells, 4.60. Thy Kingdom Come, 6. Hattersby scratched this morning, 5 cents the win and place deduction. Echo Effect scratched, no deduction. Danawi scratched this morning, 5 cents the win and place. Traumatised scratched yesterday, 10 cents the win and place. Handle the Truth, Tab Fixed Odds favourite, $3.60. Jack's Bar, 7. Oxford Tycoon, 5.50. Brilliant Choice scratched yesterday, 11 cents the win, 9 cents the place. Metamorphic, 7. ISO Rich, 16. Sky Ray scratched this morning, 3 cents the win, 2 cents the place. Old Man Sam at 34. Roman Typhoon, 18. Have been a fair few scratchings, but Handle the Truth has been the most popular. Holds the market, $3.60.
Ray, I'll come straight to you with your tips here in the last.
Okay, 7 Handle the Truth to win gets front of the race stuff here, Andrew. I know it's the last. He'll need to be away from the inside, I dare say. But month between runs, trial in between. His first up effort behind River Bird, excellent. And I like this horse when he races on the fresh side. 7 Handle the Truth from 9 Oxford Tycoon. Give him another chance. I think the track was just too wet for this colt last start behind River Bird. He's a much better horse than that. 12 ISO Rich. I think his last two runs have been pretty sound. He likes Rose Hill. He can run a race here at big odds, and 1 Drakenfels. This might set up okay for him, Brad. Solid tempo. Watch for him zooming down the outside. I know he doesn't win often, but it does set up nicely for him. 7, 9, 12, and 1 in the last.
He does have the man of the moment, Blake Shin, on, doesn't he? It makes me nervous when I'm tipping Drakenfels and I'm seeing odds there of $4.60, but it does look his race. We've lost a couple of the more fancied runners, and it's really fallen apart. So I think he gets his chance. He handles the wet, and he's been going really well this campaign. As I say, he's probably short enough at $4.60 for a horse of his profile, but he won't find a better race to knock one of these off. Handle the Truth, next best. That River Bird form looks the right reference back to the trials and look to go very nicely there. Thy Kingdom Come will find this race shorter than his best, but I like the way he was going about his business there last campaign. Certainly respect him, and he's trialled up nicely. And Jack's Bar might be a bit of an improver if the track does get into that soft range. So 1, 7, 2 and 8 for me in the last.
Drakenfels, the best bet for Mitch Manners, number 1. He's game.
He's brave.
7, 9 and 8. He is. 1, 7, 9 and 8. Your best, Brad?
Yeah, Spiritual Pursuit for me. I think it's the lock of the day there. We'll go straight to the front and we'll be winning in Mahalunga, the best value there in race 8.
Race 8, number 1, the value. Good on you, mate. We'll talk to you through the week.
Thanks, Andrew.
Brad Gray there, and Ray, were your best?
Yeah, I'm with Brad. Race 5, number 3, Spiritual Pursuit. Looks her race very hard to beat. And I thought Al Manzora was good odds still about the 5.50. Race 8, number 6, Al Manzora.
Good on you, Ray. Have a good day out at Rose Hill.
Thanks so much, Andrew.
And Trent, thank you very much as well.
Thank you very much, Andrew. I'll say the best back with Tab. Race 5, number 3, Spiritual Pursuit. There's going to be plenty on that particular galloper in the 5th.
More previews to come right here on Sky.
This spring, Racing New South Wales will stage a cavalcade of action, the like of which we've never seen before.
The Autumn Sun! He's come from last! What a superstar!
The Golden Rose has been joined by the $7.5 million Golden Eagle. New million-dollar races at Newcastle and Kembla Grange, plus new Country Cup Carnival prize money. And then there's the $14 million, the Tab Everest, on October 19th. Celebrating world-class racing, right here in New South Wales, on Sky Sports Radio. We'll be right back.
Ribchester, the European champion miler twice and four-time Group 1 winner, including the Group 1 Queen Anne at Royal Ascot in record time. Ribchester, a son of successful shuttle stallion Ifraj, with record-breaking form at a mile, free of Dane Hill and Danzig blood, a great outcross for the many Dane Hill line mares in this country. Mares by Exceed and Excel, Snitzel, Not a Single Doubt, and many others. For more information, visit darley.com.au.
It's Tabs, Who Are You Backing? Where we disguise an ad as a game show for punters. Ready, Tony?
Yeah, I guess.
This Saturday, if your horse runs second or third in races 1-5 at Rose Hill and Caulfield, does Tab give you back a bonus bet up to $50?
This is an ad, right?
Spot on! Plus, in a Tab venue, you'll get the same offer on races 6 and 7. Who are you backing? Tab.
SANWA residents. Tab account fixed odds, win bets only. TNC's at website, gamble responsibly. Call Gambler's Help at 1-800-858-858.
Mum, do you want to hear something unheard of?
Yes.
A Bingley bonus gift card on all TVs 65 inches and above.
Say that again.
A Bingley bonus gift card on all TVs 65 inches and above.
Wow.
Ever heard that before?
Yes, twice.
When?
Just now.
Mum, this is huge. I'm going to be working around the clock.
That's unheard of.
A bonus 10% gift card on TVs 65 inches and above from our huge range at the home of TV.
Bingley.
Entries are now open for the 2020 Inglis Select Yearling Sale Series. In 2019, Inglis again proved itself the strongest auction house to sell yearlings through, achieving the highest clearance rate, average and gross for vendors. On the track, Inglis have had 88% more Group 1 winning graduates than their nearest Australian rival since the beginning of 2018. With world-class venues, Riverside Stables and Oaklands Junction, there's no better time to sell your yearling with Inglis. Visit inglis.com.au for more information and entry forms. Entries close August 2.
Interstate Form Preview, brought to you by Tab's new Odds and Evens. Simply pick whether the first two place getters will be odds, evens or split. Gamble responsibly.
Just gone 9 o'clock, Sky Sports Radio. We mentioned earlier Glenn Boss not making those, particularly the first race today. Clever Man, race 1, number 7, is now Cathy O'Hara. Race 1, number 7, Clever Man at Rose Hill, Cathy O'Hara. We're about to preview Caulfield in Melbourne. We'll get some weather news there with Mark and Dean. Don't forget, mark down your date in your diary, December 3. That's your chance to fly out for a week of world-class racing in five-star luxury. You're guaranteed on a Wednesday night you won't forget. That's racing among the lights of the skyscrapers in Happy Valley. Catch your breath. It's on again, the big one, the World Championships of Turf at Sha Tin on Sunday, December 9. Hopefully some of our best sprinters will be taking on the rest of the world. There's shopping, extensions to Beijing or Shanghai and Golf at Mission Hills. Really, it's just a cavalcade of entertainment. Call Ambassador Travel. Ring them 1-800-777-989 or go to their webpage, ambassadortravel.com.au. And of course, we wish Zach Purton all the very best for that trying to ride, I think, 4 to equal and 5 to eclipse Joe Moreira's amount of winners in a season in Hong Kong tomorrow. Righto, let's go and focus in on Caulfield. Dean Lester's back with us. How are you, Dino?
Hello there, Andrew.
Ah, you sound bubbly and enthusiastic, mate, after a month off, mate.
Yes, it's been very good, thank you, and looking forward to getting back into it nonetheless.
Yes, that's good. What'd you do, mate? You just relax, do nothing? You didn't sit there doing form, did you?
Certainly didn't do any form, just as you said, just relaxed.
Yeah, I think the body tells us, doesn't it?
Yep.
Mark Hutter joins us. Morning to you, Mark.
Morning, Hoss.
Let's check out the weather. I haven't looked at the radar for a couple of hours, but Jason Kerr told us, Mark, back at 6:30, that there was going to be showers passing through.
Yeah, looks like they're going to miss the main bunch, Andrew, but they're certainly going to get passing showers through the day, and I think I heard a top of 11 degrees, so that's not ideal out there at Caulfield, I wouldn't think.
Yeah, it's a soft 7 on the better side of, so we'll monitor that as we get through the rail at 3 metres. They got some rain yesterday, Dean, but really at Caulfield, it's what happens during a race meeting, because we know it drains so well.
It does drain well, Andrew, but that last meeting, it was very testing going when it rained through the day, and I'm sort of thinking that might be a bit how it is again today.
All right, well, we had the A-team in our Sydney yard, Dean, and we've kept a portion of that around. Who do you reckon's going to read out the odds for you?
Do tell.
Trent Langscale.
Oh, well, you have got the A-team.
He is. He's here and pumped. How are you? Are you all right, Trent? It's a bit more relaxing after nine when we got to get through it a bit. It's a bit more, I sort of lay back a bit more after nine.
Yeah, we didn't stop telling people how good Collingwood were last night, even though you didn't watch the second half.
I didn't mention
Did you net at halftime?
I did. I went to bed because I thought we're going to get rolled. Plus, I was tired and emotional. So I wake up and we win by a point. How is that, Mark?
Yeah, every time, Hoss, you watch the first quarter, how many times I've got a text saying the Pies are gone?
Yeah.
And they're about two goals behind against the bottom side on the ladder, and he starts whinging. Fair dinkum. And Andrew, we'll miss you reading out the prices. That's always good entertainment for me and Dean there when you're reading.
Well, exactly. When Trent said, I'll hang around and do Melbourne, thousands were disappointed. Trent, please straighten us up and give us the market for race one.
Yeah, I deviated off the track there as well. But
yeah.
I will say that in market order, that the main gallopers you have, Can't Be Done, who is the Tab Fixed Odds favourite at $2.90. Avon River at $4.60. Lady Ola, $6. Champagne Boom at $6.50, along with Tsukoshi. And then it's $10 or better the rest, headed by Star Surprise. Well, this is one of the best back runners on the program in the first Can't Be Done, who opened $4.20 on Wednesday at the $2.90 mark now. Avon River has been slightly easy this morning, $4.40 to $4.60. And there has been a Titan for Lady Lalar, 750 to 6, but there's plenty of money in the first for the elect, which is Can't Be Done.
How do you see it, Dean?
I'm with Can't Be Done, Andrew. I think he's a terrific horse. He just knuckles down and gets the job done. He was narrowly beaten two starts back and then one last start. And the King of Hastings form is good. He's a weight carrier. He handles a wet. He makes his own luck. I'm with him. Avon River will be better for that first up run and gets Craig Williams. I think that's significant and drops a little bit in weight. I think they're the 2, 1, and 7. Two Champagne Boom was a better run last start and is a winner here at Caulfield. And Star Surprise was no match for Can't Be Done when they met at Sale, then went on to win at Echuca. I don't think can turn the tables here, but might be a place chance. 1, 7, 2, and 3.
Yeah, two hopes for me as well. Just gone the other way here, number 7, Avon River, who I didn't think had a lot of galloping room there first up and would have finished closer. Thought it was strong through the line. Craig Williams takes over. We've seen that time and time again in the last few weeks, how much better they go. It's drawn to have galloping room outside them and challenge late to beat number 1. Can't Be Done. Just does nothing wrong, makes its own luck. The form through all its races is terrific. It's the one to beat for sure. If there was another little chance, maybe number 8, Tsukoshi at the 1,200 metres, getting into a better rhythm. And fourth pick, number 2, Champagne Boom, who improved last time and should be fitter again. But 7 from 1 for me, 7, 1, 8, 2.
Matt Hill calls the action. He likes Can't Be Done as well. Number 1 to be 2, 3, and 7. 1, 2, 3, and 7 in race 1. And it's an earlier start there, 11:15. They went earlier, I think, Mark, off that last meeting when it got really dark.
Yeah, you couldn't see off there that last race when Inter Rio and the crew were back in the pack in the darkness. Mm. You didn't know what was going on.
Yeah, so they've gone earlier with the prospect of some weather this afternoon. Race 2 is over the 1,200.
Andrew, we have Charlene, who is the favourite at $2.70. Miss Vixen, $4.20. Forbid Me Not, $6. Mystified, $7, along with Beautiful Flyer. And the other in single figures is Miss Iano at $8. With the favourite, Charlene, opened $3.50 on Wednesday, the $2.70 mark. Now, noting that Fragonard was in the market before coming out yesterday. Miss Vixen has been easy this morning at $3.90 to $4.20. And there has been some specking this morning for Mystified, as much as $9.50 into 7 there. There's the second at Caulfield.
How do you see it, Mark?
Well, I like Beautiful Fly here. I think it's got a fantastic chance each way. It's Adelaide form's terrific. It's flying. It's beaten Miss Ayano over there comfortably, which gives you a form line for this sort of race. My one reservation would be a strong headwind out of the chute. I don't think there's much pace in the race. I think Justin Potter can go forward, sit outside the lead, control the race, and give a terrific kick here at good odds each way to beat number 5, Charlene. Got a great hope, but short enough odds, it's going to be buried back inside, just needing luck at the right time. 4, Miss Vixen, always a good chance this grade, but always needs luck. And 3, Miss Ayano, had everything to suit last time coming down the outside and may get that similar run again here. So, yeah, like 7, a little bit worried about the headwind, but 7, 5, 4, and 3.
Yeah, I don't like this race much, and for that reason I'm going to tip one just at odds in Sylphide, who's had a fascinating career, has often been outgraded and tried as a stayer last time in. I thought a recent jump out was okay, and I just thought she'd get a good run, and has very rarely run in just a non-stakes race event. I'm going to go with her first up, just at a price in a very moderate confidence race. Miss Vixen, I think in the current form, she's got the best form, freshened up, well-placed, and I think she'll get through the ground okay. Charlene, that barrier one, just concerns me a little bit. She hasn't been showing as much speed as maybe she did last time in, but racing well, and Forbid Me Not with the big weight drops got a chance, but not much would surprise me here. 1, 4, 5, and 8.
Matt Hill likes 4 Miss Vixen to beat 3, 5, and 7. 4, 3, 5, and 7 in race 2. Race 3, it's over the 1,400 metres here.
Open affair here, Andrew. We have Cryptic Jewel, who heads the market at $4. Ballet Master, 7. Lure Me In, at $7.50. There are 3 at $8.50. In Groundbreak, Satori and also King Kabuto. And then to the double figures, headed by Special Diva, 12. Noting, though, that even though it is an open affair, a third of the money placed on the race has been for Cryptic Jewel, who opened $5.50 at the top of the market at $4. And then pretty much for all the other runners in the race, there's been some support for pretty much all of them. It is an even spread in terms of the money. We'll go right down to Kalashani Lad, who at a rough price opened 51, now 23. But this looks like a difficult race, the third here at Caulfield.
King Kabuto is an interesting horse here, Dean. I don't know where you put him, but Steedon Hope, Morfordville Parks, and Kieran Mars decided to go into Melbourne. Anyway, give us your thoughts.
Yeah, I had him down as not much good, King Kabuto, Andrew, and then he was backed off the map at Eden Hope and won, and then he won again, and he's probably with the lightweight got a chance. But I'm pretty keen on Cryptic Jewel. I think Craig Williams has really worked this mare out. After his first ride on her, he got too far back and tried to make a sprint home. She hits a bit of a flat spot and he rides her through it. Did that at Geelong, and then she really gets strong as the race goes on, and I think she'll get further than this, but I think second up she's hitting this race at the right time, and Williams has got a really good understanding of her now. I like her to beat 11 Special Diva. I like her when the track get really wet. She doesn't see it very often. She saw it last start. She ran well. I think she can run well again. King Kabuto, as I said, 51.5 up on the speed earlier in the day, might be an advantage, and I put Arancini in next best back around a turn, but keen on 15, 11, 14 and 5.
Yeah, 15 for me, 2 Cryptic Jewel. It's a horse, I like this horse. It was good last campaign. It was a good, strong win first up. As Dean said, Craig Williams knows the horse inside out. He'll get it into a spot. He'll wind it up. It'll be strong at 1,400 metres to beat number 1, Lure Me In. This horse had trialled terrific going into that first up run at Flemington. Just didn't go a yard down the straight. Can improve here for sure. The 2 Groundbreak was a good win. It trialled great going into that race. Was a good win up the straight. Will need luck from the gate. And 8 Ballet Master, who just had that little setback since that last run, but it's racing consistently. 15, 1, 2, and 8.
Yes, joining you at the 15 there is Matt Hill. He likes it on top to beat 14, 2, and 8. 15, 14, 2, and 8 for Matt in race 3. Something I should have mentioned earlier too, Wodonga races, for those down on the border, that meeting has been called off today with surface water at 3 parts of that track, the 400, the 900 and the mile. So Wodonga races, if you're listening through the FM relays in the southern districts, that meeting has been abandoned today. Race 4, again over the 1400.
Really good duel for favouritism here, Andrew, between 3 horses. You have Morrissey, who's at the top of the market currently at $3.20, Fight $3.50, and Smart Alyssum at $3.60. Then a gap to Bricktop 9, then the double figures, which is headed by San Helmo Huego at 12. Morrissey at the $3.20 market, that's been pretty much the price this morning. Fight $3.50. Of the top three in the market, the biggest tightener has been Smart Alyssum, who opened $5 on Wednesday, now $3.60. But 3 principal chances there in the fourth.
Gee, he was good the other day, Smart Alyssum, Mark.
Yep, and he'll be good again today, Hoss. He's the best for the day for me, Smart Alyssum. I thought the second up run when it ran seventh, it just had absolutely no hope from back in the pack on a leader's day, leader's race. It went through the line strongly. Got here last time, was never going to lose, put paid to them well. I'm hoping it takes a similar run right behind Fight and Morrissey, gets the run of the race, claim for Lockie King. I think it's a good thing. Second, maybe number 5, Bricktop, who barely runs 1,400 metres, but just might be in the right place at the right time running on. Number 2, Morrissey. Hasn't got Williams. It's had that little setback with health between its last run and now, but certainly got a chance. And I put number 8, Santelmo Fuego, in next best, who drops in weight. But gee, I think 1's a good thing. 1, 5, 2, and 8.
Yeah, I like Santelmo Fuego just at the price here. I just think there's a little bit of speed scratch out of the race, but it's still going to be busy early, and I just thought he might land just behind them with a really big weight drop and handles the wet well. I thought he had a very good hope here, number 8. Smart Alyssum, no knock on him. I think you back both of them, and I think one of them will win. Now I'm going 8 from 1. Morrissey, the month between runs, seems to be working quite well for him. He was good at Sandown, and I put 5 in next best. Fifth run, first preparation, I've got a little doubt on him in that regard, but he is going quite well. But I like 8 and 1 here, 8, 1, 2, and 4.
Matt Hill likes number 2, Morrissey, to be 12, 5, and 1. 2, 12, 5, and 1. Something I should have asked you, Dean, on the way through there at the start. When I come back from a break, I normally need a run or two just to wind myself in. Do you like to jump out of the blocks, Dean? You're confident about the day ahead?
I am a little bit, because I think we're going to be racing on genuine heavy ground. I think we'll work that out okay, Andrew, hopefully.
So you know where you can rule horses out, I guess, can't you?
I'm hoping anyway.
Race number 5, we had a couple of scratchings this morning in this one.
We have had that the case, Andrew. Organza, is it still the odds on favourite at $1.80? Like to think so, $4.80. Then we have Nokio at 5, Elite Drake $5.50. They are the 4 in single figures, 15 or better. The remainder headed by Travi, my friend. Organza, even though odds on at now $1.80, there hasn't been a groundswell of support. The better back runner is the second elect, which is Like to Think So. Now, before scratchings, open $9.50 on Wednesday, and now the $4.80 mark. So there is enough support out there that punters believe that Organza isn't across the line here at odds on quote, Like to Think So, well fancied as the second elect.
And of course, Organza scratched from Sydney to run here, Dean. What do you like in race 5?
Yeah, I think the interest in this race will be the first 300 or 400 metres, Andrew, because you've got Elite Drake and Like to Think So have drawn barriers 1 and 2, and Like to Think So has got the blinkers back on. But Aussie Choice is getting fitter, and if he lets rip, he's nearly quicker than both of those horses. So it could be very busy early. It just depends how that first 400 metres plays out. I'm expecting it'll be a little bit busy, and probably it sets up for Organza. I don't know if I could take a short quote, but I'm going to go with her to beat Elite Drake with the lightweight racing well on the wet ground. I thought if there was a long odds winner of this race, Travi, my friend, down to 54 kilos, and having had those runs over the longer trips, he'll be at least hard fit if they overdo the speed up front. I'll put him in for 3rd and Like to Think So next best, but not that keen on the race, to be honest, but I'll put them in 3, 7, 6, and 9.
Yeah, I'll be watching this race too, taking no part. Number 3, Organza, you think would be the one to beat. The speed should be okay. It comes through the best races. Needs to get another win on the board, but looks to have everything to suit today to beat number 7, Elite Drake. Drawn in gate 1, Like to Think So, gate 2, and as Dean mentioned, Aussie Choice. So just see how Samantha Thornton handles that pressure, but the horse is going well. Number 5, Noshio, sitting back minding its own business, running on. And 2, Aussie Choice, who wasn't hopeless in a good form reference race for this one last time, getting fitter. Likes the wet, no shock to see it improve at big odds. 3, 7, 5, and 2.
And from Matt Hill, 3 as well, Organza to beat 7, 9, and 5. 3, 7, 9, and 5. And the good news is, Dean, Talia Hope had the incident on, was it Thursday? I want to say Thursday. But the progression yesterday seemed to be really good.
Yes, that's right, Andrew. She's got viral meningitis, which was struck her down. She was in intensive care at Frankston Hospital, but I think positive signs yesterday.
Yeah, she's come out of intensive care, so that's the good sign, and she did make good improvement via the information we got from the Victorian Jockeys Association yesterday, so let's hope everything is A-OK. Race 6 over the 2,000 metres at Caulfield.
For the first leg of the quaddie here, Andrew, we have Unipal, who is the slight favourite at $2.40. Tabby Run at $2.50. These two dominate the market. Then we get out to $9 for Aristocratic Miss, Crimson Ace, and also DeRosa. Then 18 or bigger the rest with no new tricks at that $18 mark. I will say that with the top two in the market, there has been a change of favouritism when betting was first opened on Wednesday. Tabby Run was the $2.90 outright favourite, and Junipal was $5.50. Particularly Wednesday and early Thursday, the groundswell was for Junipal, who has now overtaken favouritism at the $2.40 mark, but Heavy Run not far behind at $2.50. But with those two horses in isolation, Andrew, the money is 3-1 in favour of Junipal.
For sure. Mark, how do you see this race?
Not many chances, Hoss. 1 and 3 look like they'll dominate. I'll go with number 1, Junipal, who steps out to 2,000 for the first time with the 60 kilos on the wet track. But its recent runs have been terrific. It just needs to find some sort of a spot from that gate, not do too much work, and have Tabby Run in its sights. To beat number 3, Tabby Run, a bit hard to follow, but produced the beauty last time. If it can lead, dictate, kick again, it's going to be very hard to run down. Hard not to see one of those two winning. Next best, number 7, DeRosa. It's had the tick over jump out since last run. Got Williams on board. And maybe number 5, Crimson Ace, who's stepping out to the 2,000 metres but going okay. 1 from 3, then 7 and 5.
Yeah, nothing to add. 1, 3, 7, 5 for me. I'd probably put DeRosa in the quaddie as well, just in case. But I think Junipal, I just think he's a superior horse. And he'll need to be 60 kilos and probably have to, you know, just as Mark said, find a spot from that draw. But gee, I think if he'd have got going at about the 600 in the Sunshine Coast Guineas, he'd have finished nearly on terms with Baccarat Baby rather than that closing second that he produced. He's 1 run beyond a mile. He ran in an 1,800 behind Vow and Declare on Oaks Day, and he looked the winner and narrowly beaten. I think he's well placed. Tabby Run, if you can trust that last run, it's going to be hard to beat. But gee, it was a bit of a bolt out of the blue, really, compared to his other form. So it'd be interesting to see what he does today. DeRosa's had the freshen up and gets Craig Williams, and Crimson Ace has got a place chance with a lightweight. 1, 3, 7, 5.
Yes, Junipal here is the top fancy for Matt Hill as well to beat 3, 2, and 12. 1, 3, 2, and 12. And while you've been off these last couple of weeks, Dean, in particular, Ben Mallum's come back and he's just starting to enjoy it a bit, isn't he? You know, he'd been off the scene for some time.
Yeah, he'd had 3 months off, Andrew, and he looked a bit rusty the first week, but last Saturday he got a feature win in the Mahogany Final, and yeah, he's up and running now.
Yeah, I think I saw him, was it Mornington through the week or somewhere, or Monday?
He rode at Pakenham, and he rode a winner at Sandown Wednesday, so he's off and running now.
He is now, for sure. All right, so that's race number 6. Race 7 at Caulfield is over the 1,200. Trent?
An open affair here, Andrew. We have Gododdin, who is at the top of the market, currently at $4.20. Golden Halo, $4.60. Sweet Jazz, $4.80. Pinion at $6. Walla, $7.50. And a couple of $10 in Black Bliss and Street Icon. Not an easy assignment here, the 7th. Gododdin the favourite at the $4.20 mark, but we'll note that the second elect Golden Halo has been the biggest firmer since we opened on Wednesday. $7.50 was the opening price, now at $4.60. Sweet Jazz, not far behind at $4.80. But of the top three in the betting, clearly the better backed of those is Golden Halo.
Coming up from Warrnambool here, the stables of Daniel Bowman. What are your thoughts here, Dean?
Andrew, I'm with Golden Halo. She's going well. Her run last start was good against the males. Her win at Swan Hill was just a track gallop, really, and got her back on track. She's always been a filly I've had a bit of time for. I'm just thinking by race 7. She'll just be in that line to run on strongly down the centre and be hard to beat. Gododdin has been freshened up and had a jump out at Flemington 2 weeks ago on the poly track. Looked to go really well, very sharp, and probably gets right up on the speed here, which has changed a bit with the scratchings of the likes of News Girl and co. Street Icon showed promise last time in. Looked to jump out okay at Burren Beat recently, and Sweet Jazz getting fitter. She was on a fairly quick backup second up. I like that she's had a couple of weeks between runs, maybe next best. 2, 9, 10, 12.
I'll throw another one in here. I like number 13, Pinion. I think back to 1,200 metres will suit. It's obviously racing consistently. It just needs Tao Nugent to use something drawn inside him to keep him off the fence, just behind the speed. I think he'd be in a lovely, challenging spot. And by this stage of the day, in testing ground with 51 kilos, will run terrific to beat number 3, Voila. Everything went right last time. Missed the kick, but got into the best part of the track. Needs that same situation again. 2 Golden Halo, racing consistently, can certainly win. And 9 Gododdin. I would have opposed it before the scratchings, but with the speed taken out of the race, she'll get a lovely run up on the speed, give a good kick, and be hard to run down. I think 13's got a good each-way chance here, 13, 3, 2 and 9.
Yeah, James Cummings telling us yesterday that Gododdin, Dean, had to have that jump out. I think it missed a start, so it needed a jump out, and that's good reaction to it, that it was a sharp little one there at Flemington.
Yeah, it was. It wasn't much pressure, but it was just a little hit out, but it did it really nicely, and I would have thought, as Mark said, I was a bit against it until the scratchings, but it comes into play now for sure.
Matt Hill likes two Golden Halo to be 12-3-10. 2-12-3-10, and I was contacting Daniel Bowman yesterday, and Be Good to Your Mother's back and been back, going to barrier trial on the 23rd at Ballarat, and then we'll trial at either Cranbourne or Horsham the week after, and they're looking at running Be Good to Your Mother first up in the Regal Roller Dean on August 17, and a promising type.
Yeah, I thought that'd be the race where they'd kick off, Andrew. Usually those horses that come through the off-season go to the Regal Roller and see if they can go from there to something like the Bobby Lewis or the 1400 on the same day and then into the Rupert Clark, and I think that's where they're trying to go.
Watch for a trial there at Ballarat on the 23rd is what Dan has told us. We know we're getting towards the end of the racing season when we, Trent, get to the Sir John Monash.
With it being the feature, Andrew, we'll go through all the runners in market order. Soothing and Easing favourite, opened $3.90 on Wednesday, now $4.20. Jungle Edge with the, well, the heavy conditions, at $8 the opening price, now $4.80. Bandipur, $5.50. Heart Conquered, backed on Wednesday and Thursday, now $6.50. Malibu Style, $7. Ken's Dream, $13. I Thought So, $21. Princess of Queens and Miss Norway, both $26. Spending to Win, $31. Oakdoor, $34. Then Heart Empire and All About Nikki, the equal outsiders, $41. Just to reiterate, Soothing, Easing as a favourite, $4.20, but with the expected wet conditions, Jungle Edge has certainly come in the calculations, a $4.80 second elect.
Dean, what's the pace like in the Monash?
Andrew, I'm expecting, well, you've got a horse like Jungle Edge, you know he's going to be prominent, but he's drawn the outside, so he doesn't have to roar across, and then he can, you know, you've got Miss Norway blinkers back on, Bandipur and Oak Door drawn just inside Jungle Edge, so it'll be interesting how it pans out, but if I was with Jungle Edge, I'd be pushing forward and then really putting the pressure on with his fitness and his ability to handle a wet from about the 600.
Well, we know Bandipur, a former Godolphins now, with Richard Lemming and Craig Williams. I think he rode the horse last time. I haven't got it in front of me.
Yeah, he did. Yep.
He did? Yeah, so he rides Bandipur. Mark, your thoughts on the Sir John Monash?
I like Heart Conquered here, Andrew, each way. I think, as Dean said, Jungle Edge will pull the pressure on. That's how it won there two starts ago, how it races best. I think Dwayne on Heart Conquered has got a great draw to park not too far behind the speed, and I just think the key here is don't get chasing Jungle Edge too early. Just nurse and nurse and then try and come out of the 200 and have one last go at it. And I think Heart Conquered will be ridden that way, and the race will set up well for it to beat number two, Malibu Style. I think this is flying. I think it's better suited at 1,100 metres. Nearly run down Jungle Edge there a couple of runs ago. Good win last time. Parks right behind the pace. Number one, Jungle Edge. Any more rain, obviously a bonus. It's going to be hard to run down. And I threw number 13, Soothing. You know, I do think it's under the odds. It's got nothing on this field. It's trialled okay. It's got a good barrier. It's somewhere in the mix in an even race. I'll go 9 from 2, then 1 and 13.
I'm going to go with Jungle Edge. I just think he's hard fit, and if they use that fitness and they use his toughness, he'll set up a break, and I just hope he can hold on late, and I think he'll run well. I certainly think Heart Conquered's the danger. He's really well placed here to get a beautiful run. He's been racing consistently, and he's well seasoned now. He looks a good winning chance. Then number 10, I'll put in Princess of Queens for third. I thought she'd follow Heart Conquered into the race, get a pretty good run and run well. And Soothing, I just keep going back to those two runs at Caulfield last time in, where she straightened up, got on the wrong leg, looked really awkward, even though she ran third in one of them. She was nowhere near her best. She's trialled well. She's going to need the right sort of run, and I just think she's a bit under the odds, but maybe some hope. But on with Jungle Edge, 1, 9, 10, 13.
1, 9, 10 and 13. Matt Hill likes Malibu Style to do it again last week. Slightly controversial, but it got the money. Number 2 to beat 13, 3 and 1. 2, 13, 3 and 1. By the way, Glenn Boss is now not riding at all at Rose Hill today. So replacements to come. Glenn Boss not riding at Rose Hill. The last at 10 past 4.
In the last of 9 at Caulfield, Andrew, Shrouded in Mist is a popular favourite. Presently $3.10. Bedford on the second line at $4.60. Exasperate, $5.50. A couple of others in single figures are Villamont and Master Shahood at $6 and $6.50 respectively, and it's $15 or bigger for the rest of the field there. But Shrouded in Mist has been one of the more popular runners throughout the program at Caulfield since betting open on Wednesday. Shrouded in Mist, a $3.10 favourite in the last of 9.
How do you see it, Dean?
Andrew, I'm going to tip Villamont. It's absolute D-Day for him, but, you know, around 16, 1700 is his best trip. He's had the two runs at 1400. I think he's ticking over pretty well. I think he's got a good chance. I like the way Master Shahood's going at the trials, and he showed a bit when he had the two runs here earlier in the year. First up, I think this is a good option for him. Shrouded in Mist just got lost last start, but from barrier one will be a lot closer to the speed and probably more in keeping with how she used to be ridden. And Bedford off an easy win last start, but it was a pretty weak race, but he did beat them easily, and he's a two-time winner at Caulfield. 2, 4, 9, and 3.
Yeah, I think it's a tough finish. You couldn't put the pen through many here. I'll go number 3, Bedford, who was ordinary two starts ago, then jumped out of the ground last time, was never, ever going to lose and bolted in. I think a repeat of that makes it hard to beat number 8, Royal Ace. I think it's got a terrific value chance. Looked like it might have broken down two runs ago, then probably ridden too close last time. Out-sprinted a bit, held up, but I thought got through the line well, might be ready to fire. 9, Shrouded in Mist, should settle a lot closer from gate 1. And 10, Exasperate, who's coming off the benchmark 64 races, but flying down in weight, handles the wet, and racing terrifically. 3, 8, 9, and 10.
Matt Hill likes 4, Master Shahood first up to beat 3, 10 and 2. 4, 3, 10 and 2. Righto, Mark, your best.
Race 4, number 1, Smart Elissum, Andrew, and race 7, number 13, Pinion each way.
Race 7, number 13 each way. You're going to wait with the Donga off? Are you going to save your extra?
I think the listeners are happy if Donga's caught off, but... You think we can put the mocker on the jumper, Dean?
I think we'll go, we'll go a double-hander. Race 1, number 4, Sweet Lullaby at Gawler.
Race 1, number 4, Sweet Lullaby. This is the good jumper for you guys, Patrick Payne. $2.20 right now. I will say Mark's becoming quite gun-shy with that extra. It started with a bang. I think you got 3 out of 3, but coming up a little bit short, Mark. Don't lose the confidence, mate.
Cost $8 into $3.80 last week. Is there any danger of one of them landing, please?
I even tuned in last week and I thought, surely, goodness.
Anyway, I hope your jumper jumps as good as the other day. It was good. All right, Sweet Lullaby, race 1 at Gawler is the extra. Thanks, Mark. Have a good weekend.
Thank you.
Mark Hunter there. Even his goodbye was a bit sort of lack of confidence there.
I thought the phone was going to cut out last week. He'd lost that much interest.
Yeah, he didn't want to give it, but he still gave it. And then the punters went whoosh. And anyway, that's life. What's your best, Dean?
I like race 3, number 15, Cryptic Jewel, Andrew. I think in an open race, she's a good bet. And she's around the each way. Race 3, number 15, and race 6, number 1, Junipel.
Race 6, number 1. All right, good to have you back, mate, a part of our coverage. We'll hear tomorrow and with Sean on Monday, recapping it all.
Recapping it all. Looking forward to it. Thanks, Andrew.
Thanks, Dean. Dean Lester and Mark Hunter. Made you go at Caulfield?
I would say the best back with Tab is in the first, Andrew, and that is at number 1, Can't Be Done, who is currently at the top of the market at $2.90 there. The jockey challenges, they are up. Now, for Rose Hill, Glenn Boss wasn't named as a jockey, okay. So there's no real change happening to the market now. Hugh Bowman is the favourite for the jockey challenge at Rose Hill, $2.50. Blake Shin, $5. Sam Clanton, $6.50, along with Robbie Dolan. Tommy Berry, $10. The any other jockey option, $10 as well, of the other named jockeys. Jason Collett, $11, and Tim Clark, $31. Hugh Bowman, the $2.50 favourite for the jockey challenge at Rose Hill. At Caulfield, Craig Williams, well, he's $1.15. Dwayne Dunn, $5.50. Michael Poy, $18. Jai McNeil, $31. The any other jockey option, $31 as well. Of the other named jockeys, Jamie Mott, $41. Michael Walker, $51. And Nikita Berriman, $71. Mm. Craig Williams, $1.15 favourite there for the jockey challenge at Caulfield. Once again, a reminder, if you have a Tab Fixed Odds win bet through your Tab account and your horse runs second or third, bonus bet back up to $50. That applies for the first 5 races at Rose Hill and Caulfield. And if you're in a Tab venue and you're betting through the Tab app, you can access venue mode. And that offer will apply to races 6 and 7 as well. And we have the $100,000 projected pool for the Big 6 at Rose Hill.
Yeah, it's all happening through Tab. You'll be back in half an hour. Thanks, Trent.
Thanks, Andrew.
Trent Langscale from Tab. In a moment, we'll look at Doomben Racing.
Sky Sports Radio won't miss a beat tonight. Weddy Park has the Peter Mossman and Vic Peter finals. Menangle, 4 Group 2 Breeders' Challenge finals. And Albion Park, the Sunshine Sprint. All tonight on Sky Sports Radio.
After the Brisbane Tips, your New South Wales provincial preview.
Don't whinge and whine about the traffic. Think of the wine you have at home. A glass of Windy Peak Shiraz. By DeBortley, of course. Here's the traffic.
Sydney Metro. Fast and reliable services across 13 stations from Rouse Hill to Chatswood. With frequent services, you can just turn up and go. Sydney Metro. A whole new way to move. Also new, the M4. The tunnel's open today between Homebush and Haberfield. At West Pimble, got a crash on Ride Road at Yanko Road affecting traffic flow in all directions. Carringbar on a burst water main on Tarrant Point Road at Box Roads affecting southbounders. And pretty soggy there at Maroubra. A burst water main on Bunurong Road near Maroubra Road northbound. Ready for the M4 East Tunnel? If you need a tag, grab one with no deposit from eWay. Hurry, the no deposit tag offer ends July 22. Get it at tollpay.com.au. I'm Steve Carline, number one in racing, Sky Sports Radio.
Yuvi Stud is proud to announce its strongest stallion roster ever with the exciting new super racehorse,
Lazarus,
alongside world champion,
What Are We Needing, 10th in America,
5 Group 1 wins, North America Cup winner,
Fear the Dragon,
also
Million Dollar Cam, Caribbean Blaster and Lombo Pocket Watch.
All standing at Yerribee Stud in New South Wales, where there's a value for money stallion for everyone. Visit yerribee.com.au.
Your family deserves to be safe and secure at home. That's where Wideline Windows and Doors can help. Their secure line screens offer security without compromising on design or your view. And their safe line window screens are designed to prevent falls, keeping your youngest family members safe and sound. For security, safety and peace of mind, call Wideline Windows and Doors or visit their website at www.wideline.com.au.
Who will be the next left field stallion? Each year we see successful stallions emerge from humble beginnings. I Am Invincible, Spirit of Boom, and now Better Than Ready. Lord of the Sky was a classy sprinter who raced on as a mature horse like Spirit of Boom. His race performances like Vinny, Group 1 place and a Group 3 winner. Lord of the Sky stands for just $5,500 at Kingstar. Book in a mare to both Lord of the Sky and Bullpoint and get a third service to either stallion for free. Visit kingstarfarm.com.
Tomorrow morning from 7, the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend.
Michael Maxworthy in Brisbane, good morning to you.
Good morning to you, Andrew. How are you?
I'm well, mate. The weather up there, okay, and you're starting to get those westerly winds are blowing.
Yeah, they say midway through the afternoon, but right now it's just a picture-perfect day, just a little bit of white puffy cloud, but quite different to last Saturday when we had rain throughout the day, Andrew, and we got to a heavy 10 and we lost that last race. Perfect weather conditions today. This is our third meeting in the space of a week. We're at a metre last Saturday, 7 metres Wednesday. We're going out 3 metres today, and it's just into the soft range.
Righto, let's have a look at them, mate. On a special day, obviously, with Jeff Lloyd retiring, he's got about 80 family friends going along, and let's hope he can ride a winner or two. In the first at 11.38, number 7, King's Fall, is the short price favourite. It has ease, but it's still short at $1.70 over 5. Smoky Diamond at $6.
It's an interesting horse, King's Fall. He's an import, a four-year-old by Galileo, who came to Big Price for Aquas Farm, and Mick won a race at Cranbourne with him. He won it with plenty of authority. And then he was a couple of lengths off them in open company at Flemington. And then a last start third at Sandown, beaten 1.6, but stiff not to win it. He was badly held up turning. That form is far superior to the opposition. He has changed stables. He's now trained at Canungra for Aquas by Casey Fogden. I thought he was really good winning a recent trial at Bow Desert. I just think he's got the class on the opposition. Trailing in number 6, Star Silk. It's taking him a while this time into hit his straps, but fourth up today. He can be an improver. 5 Smoky Diamond graduates the Saturday company in town for the first time, but he's very genuine. Definitely top 3 material. And then I'm putting in number 3, Polemic. 7, 6, 5, and 3.
7, 6, 5, and 3 there. Race 2, Small Field. Chris Waller's got Sabacool here, number 3 at $2.15. The stablemate, another dollar, is at $2.50. And Mongolian Wolf up there at $4.60.
Yeah, since the markets went up, it's been all another dollar as favourite. But over the last couple of hours, stablemate Sabacool has taken over. So Waller with 3 of the 6 runners here. And I'm thinking that another dollar will go straight to the lead here, dictate, kick and win. She leapt in the roses here, this track and distance, 12 months ago, and she was only beaten a length when running second behind Youngstar. So she knows her way around here, another dollar. Savakul, number three, we know she's very good. She was strong at the Sunny Coast. And just between these two Waller girls, I'm just thinking another dollar might have to jump on Savakul, like leader by a couple of lengths turning into the straight, and that's going to make it difficult for her to close. But granted, if there is pressure early, Savakul can come over the top, as we know. Then four, Mongolian Wolf, and five, Araja. But it's between the Waller girls. I've got two ahead of the three, then four and five.
Race three is for the two-year-olds as we head towards the end of the season. Tony Gollan's got the favourite, seven, In Gear, at $1.85. Eight, Carajar, at $3.60. And then the toppy is at $5. Who wins the two-year-old?
I think In Gear, Tony Gollan's filly. Look, she's up against better quality opposition, but there are a number of 1,200-metre races that day at Ipswich, and she ran superior time. She broke 1:10. And she did a pretty cruisy. Just a little green on the point of the home bend when she wanted to lay out, but when she came back to the rail, she zoomed away and scored a comprehensive win. And I think she'll do something similar here. Wolsey's got a fair bit of speed, number 11. So they're the two pacemakers, my top two. Seven from 11. Then number 8, Karaja. Now, she's very good. She hasn't had any luck at all in the two runs back from the spell. She's coming off that heavy track run at the Sunny Coast, so if the speedsters hook into it, Karaja can come home over the top. And then number one, Ziemba. He's getting blinkers first time today to keep him sharp enough to keep up with these girls that are going to be flying along in the lead. Seven on top, In Gear, though, keen on her to beat 11, Wolseley, and then 8 and 1. 7, 11, 8, 1.
Race four, the Good Luck Jeff Lloyd. Maybe he wins this race. He's on the favourite Sunday Session for Toby Edmonds, who he rides a great deal of work for. It's the favourite at 260. 12, Mr Storm, 5 into 480 this morning. And 6, Sharkwin, is at $7.
Yeah, I think Jeff can win this race with Sunday Session. He's got to step it up a little bit in terms of class today. This is better than what he's been racing against, but he's had a good breakaway from racing and two barrier trials with a bit of a gap between them. Jeff's been on him in those trials, and he's been surf skiing on him, swinging off him. He hasn't let him go yet. And I think they've done that purposely to keep him fresh today over the 1350 first up. And anybody that's been watching those trials will want to be on Sunday Session here. I think he represents the best bet on the card. To beat number 12, Mr. Storm, now I can see why there's money coming for him. He was fifth last up behind Barrow, a bit weak here, but he was exposed very wide from gate number 12. Today he's going to get a beautiful soft run on the speed from that good gate. I think they're the two, the 10 from the 12, then 8, Rich Affair, and 2, Charlie Cat. 10, 12, 8, and 2.
Race 5, a night in France handicap. Number 4, Snitch, has been the mover already this morning. It opened an hour ago at about $3.60. We had Aminart come out this morning. It's gone $3.60 to $2.80 over the last hour. Snitch, 5, Magnifier at $3.40, and number 7, Tasani Magic at $5.50.
Yeah, I've been tossing up Magnu Fighter or Snitch. They're very similar horses, and they're both going very well. Both of them come out of the glass house at the Sunny Coast on that very heavy track, and they had tough runs. Magnu Fighter, he was 3, 4, 5 wide all the way exposed. Right behind him was Snitch. Magnu Fighter had to tire, and he did the last 100 metres. And Snitch, he got a couple of bumps from Platinum Angel, who was trying to push out around heels, which didn't help him, yet he recovered from that and got going again late. I thought both of them turned in terrific performances. I know Magnified is a tough horse, and he's only having his fourth run back, where Snitch is having around his seventh or eighth run this time in. And Magnified has got a better gait, so we'll go with him, number 5, over 4, Snitch. I think these two will fight it out down to the line. Then number 12, Hour Back, and 1, Sovereign Nation. 5, 4, 12, and 1.
Race 6, the Country Music Weekend. We've got Victory 8 is the favourite here. Number 7 at $3.30. 4, Boom Boom Epic is at $4.80. And 11, All Hardwood as at $6. At this early stage, though, not a lot of movement, Maxie.
No. Noted that one down the bottom of Richard Lamming's, a little bit of money there, and did beat Declaration of Heart last preparation, so watch on the 11. Don't have him in the numbers, but granted he's got a hope. I'm quite keen on number 2, Bell Burgess, at around about the $7.50. I thought his effort, when was that? That was that first race at Eagle Farm back on the 25th of May that Noble Boy won. This guy ran fifth. By gee, he was wide that day and kept up a strong gallop to the line. Then things didn't work out in the eye line, a very wide, and then he was on a very heavy when fourth at the Sunny Coast. Today, over the mile on much better ground, I think he leads here, and he's a bet to nothing each way all day, Bell Burgess. To beat number 5, Ladude, he's in great form at the moment, consecutive seconds. Ipswich Cup Day and Caloundra Cup Day, they've been beauties. Then number 10, Char-Char, finally gets a good gate. He plants himself in the first 3. I'm sure he'll kick on and run top 3. And then 7, Victory 8, 2, 5, 10 and 7.
2, 5, 10 and 7 for Maxi in race number 6. Race 7 on the card, and we have removal here for John Smurden. It's currently at $3.50. It has tightened over the last hour, $4.80 to $3.50 in that time frame. 3, Snip Stream, has gone out to $3.80. 4, Bow Arrow, has gone out to $4.80. And that same price for number 9, Ignite the Light.
Ignite the Light looks the leader here, and I think Snipstream will go forward and sit up there with him. I can't see a lot of pace. That's interesting with the move for removal, who's in great form since coming north to John Smurden's yard at the Gold Coast. Now, he won here at Doomben on Wednesday, so it's a quick backup. He was on a pretty soft track on Wednesday, and he's a duck removal. Now, note that he gets a 2-kilo penalty from that, so he's up to 59. I'm going to take the putt on Snipstream. He was well backed on Caloundra Cup Day, and he sort of got himself cast in the gates and had to be a late scratching. He since had a trial, didn't really do a lot. He wasn't asked to do a lot in that trial, but he's in really good form. I thought his Kilcoy Cup win was dominant from the front. We'll go with him, Snipstream, to beat number 4, Bow Arrow. He likes to sit back in the field and come with one run, so he's pace reliant here. He needs them to run along. Then number 7, Removal, definitely. He's got a good gait. He's in top form. And number 5, Coral Bay, is usually pretty good fresh. 3, 4, 7 and 5.
Race number 8, the second last. Really, I know that Jardin Rouge has come out of this race, but, gee, there's some nice horses, nice fillies and mares. And I had Chris Maher on yesterday, very keen to get Pippi down to Melbourne for Listed, and who knows, maybe something slightly better than that. It's right now $2.10, number 14. 2, Musical Genius, is at $4.40, and 10, Winter Passage, at $6.50.
I guess the only query is 1,200 metres with Pippi. She ticks every other box. And the way she went in a recent 1,000-metre trial, she's come back in good order. She debuted at Cranbourne July of last year, and she won it by 5. And then she went to Moody Valley and ran second behind Multaja. There's been some really good form out of that race at the Valley. And she was that good there. She was sent off the $3.80 favourite in the Crozet Stakes at Caulfield, and she ran seventh behind Sunlight, only beaten a little over two lengths. Now, she returned body soreness or muscle soreness, so they put her out to the pastures to grow and mature, and the way she trialed the other day, she's absolutely flying. It might be a case of hold your breath the last 50, but I can't tip against her, Pippi, on that form. To beat number 2, Flower of Love, I said last time when she won at Eagle Farm, I want to be on you next time on a Saturday. Well, I think she's bumping into a smart one in Pippi, but she'll run well, Flower of Love. Could be a good exacta with Pippi here. Number 10, Winter Passage, and then number 2, who's in great form, Musical Genius. 14, 12, 10 and 2.
The last at Doomben, number 6, Tambo's Mate, is at $4.40. Equal favourite with number 7, Desert Digby. Number 1, F Troop, is now at $7. And, well, will it be the fairy tale? Jeff Lloyd's Last Ride, Granny Red Shoes, now $8.
Yeah, well, she's got the ability. There's no question about that. And she's had a couple of recent trials, Granny, and she's been coming along nicely. She was involved in an incident where Jackson Murphy was dislodged before she went to Magic Millions Day, and she sort of knuckled over badly, and that may have affected a run there on Magic Millions Day. So she'll just need a bit of luck in running. There's plenty of speed here. You've got Archer's Paradox and Boomtown Lass and F-Troop charging across. I can see this Rockbeat giving them 5 or 6 lengths head start, getting to the outside and running them down. I thought his effort on Ipswich Cup Day when fourth behind Spirit's Choice was amazing. If you get a chance to have a look at the replay, he was last. He was 13th at the top of the straight. He was going home 2 to their 1, just ran out of time. Well, that was 1,100, month between runs. He's up to 1,200 metres today. Again, because of his pattern, he needs luck, but I'm banking on him going like last week's pay here. Rockbeat on top, number 5, to beat number 7, Desert Digby. He's drawn to get a lovely box seat run here. He's coming off a good win at Ipswich against Easier Grade. 8, Granny Red Shoes, definitely. And then number 1, F Troop. 5, 7, 8, and 1. Andrew?
Righto. So they're the tips for the 9 race card. What about a best bet?
All right, we're going race 4, number 10 Sunday session for Toby Evans and Jeff Lloyd.
Race 4, number 10. A couple of really strong competitive races there. Looking forward to listening and watching them. Thanks a lot, Maxie.
Okay, thank you, Andrew.
Michael Maxwell looking at Doomben, the first at 11.38. Glenbos not riding at Rosehill for any race now. In race 4, number 8, Amarok is Rachel King. Race 4, number 8, Amarok is Rachel King. Gary Harley, good morning.
Good morning, Andrew. Driving down, or rather the passenger, of course,
yep,
on the way down. But we've got plenty of blue sky, a few clouds, but a bit of sprinkle of rain in the Hunter Valley, and very dark clouds in the lower Hunter. But I don't think there's going to be any rain around Wyong today, mate.
No, a bit windy. That'll
yeah,
be it.
Oh, yeah, very, very windy, yeah.
Yeah.
It blows the car over.
Soft 5 rail true for Wang in the first race. Number 2 Oakfield Targets the favourite, $1.95. 4 Royal Opera at $3.10. Gary?
Not a very strong lot. Most of these are better suited on country tracks. But Oakfield Targets the favourite. He's probably got the best sport. Damien Lane's got him here. He's taken the blinkers off today. First up at Newcastle on June 29. Beaten about 4.5 lengths for California Musical. Emerald's run second, and that was a very, very strong maiden that day. So that's 4.5 lengths to feet, probably wins this race. You go back, 2 runs back in Feb, got beat 3.5 to Joe Pride's horse. It goes really good, Paulo Pace. So that form is probably with the race. Ran Buckley to ride. Number 4, Royal Opera. Nicole Hudson's got 2 of the 5. This horse ran for the Muscle Book the other day, beat about 3 lengths. Nicole hasn't had it long. It raced down Albury, Tuba, Wangaratta, Seymour, and those places without winning a race. But on that run at Musselbrook, 3 off for Louise Day, it'll run okay. 5, Shiv Carney, I think it was also with a set stop Monday. But Jeremy's running here. Run second at Gunnedah and Gilgander, its last 2. That was way back in February, no trial. And number 6, Stella Arnett. Good run of place with the 6 horse field. 2, 4, 5, and 6.
Race number 2, a maiden over the 2,100. The shorty here, 4, Classic Gaming for Keegan Latham at $1.45. 5, Highland Skipper at $4.80. And 7, Arlington Magic at $5.
Looks a dead set, certainly, Classic Gaming, as the price tells you. He probably would have only been 3rd favourite before the scratches. But the 2 favourites that come out. David Payne's got him. He's had 3 starts for 3/3. He goes up to the mile today, and I reckon he's been looking for the mile. Those 3 runs were 2 at Kembler and 1 at Canterbury. Run 3rd at Canterbury on the Bouvier Funstar. I think he beat 4.5 lengths. Last start at Kembler, he was slow out, back near last, chased home good in a 1,500. So the 2,100 looks like that's what he wants. Looks a good thing. Highland Skipper's a lovely, lovely horse. Just hasn't put it together yet, but he looks second pick of the race. Number 7, Arlington Magic, and 8, Lowian Princess. 4, 5, 7, and 8.
Race 3, a maiden for the 2-year-olds here. Number 1, Captain Stardust for Mark Newnham. $2.60 and pretty steady at that quote this morning. 4, Roman Candle now at $4.60 and easing. A little bit of support the last hour. Number 8, My Sweet Fish, $6.50 to $5.50.
My best bet of the day here, Captain Stardust. Andrew, Scotty, and Mitchell Bell will actually tip Park Race first up the Templar. And he drew a terrible barrier. And he got two or three wide, no cover outside the lead. And by G, thought after straight, he was out there all the way, doing it tough. And he only got beat a long head or so. He runs second behind Excellent Proposal. Now, that was on a heavy track. And that day, today's got a lovely barrier. The soft track suit him better. It's all right. I think he'd be very hard to beat the stone. Number two, Prince of Arrogance, is Droller K at Redwick. Run second up by Gazami's start. I think it'll be the length. Played back in February. It should run well. Number three, Whispers for the Blue Army. It runs for the Kevlar, beat two lengths. Family run recently, got that big pearl, battle away, and number six is Orabella for the Stone. It's family run. Orabella was at Scone. This is the horse that ran fourth over the line, 24th of June, and protested against the second horse and won the protest. Should have run second in the race that day, ended up fourth, and then was elevated to third. 1, 2, 3, and 6
in race 3. Race 4, a maiden again. Parveen here for Godolphin and Keegan Latham. Number 5 at $1.95. 7, Tarika at $2.80. And Raw Patriot easing out to $5.
She looks a winner. She's never run a bad race, Parveen. She's had 4 starts for 2 seconds and 2 thirds. Jack Castle the other day. She had every hope. Paco Rota, he was running, he's got a split inside the 400, hit the front of the 200, run down late by Society. But I think it was a pretty good race. This is the filly that lost her opponent to Kembla behind a very smart horse, Rod Quick, sealed the deal. She checked to seal the deal in the race, 2 starts back. And he protested that day, the jockey, I think it was Bobby Dullard, that he got the protest. James Cummings Shelby a fortnight ago. He thought he was going to stud this season. He was trying to win a race before he went to stud. So maybe this will be it. Number 7, Tarika. I thought it was second best in the race. It's had, 2 runs this time in. Not far away. Joe Bryant got it. Give her his ride today for Joe. And I think it'll run all right. Well, Patrick, number 1's first up. Tim Train, not a bad trial recently, hard held all the way. And number 6, Ruby Cat, 5, 7, 1, and 6.
Race number 5 on this 8-race card at Wyong on the soft 5. Number 1, Fast Train for Gerald Ryan. Now $1.85 at Tab. Number 5, Joiny at $2.10. And 4, Delilah at $8. Not a lot of movement in the market with Fast Train the favourite here, Gary.
Gee, that's a big short there, Andrew. Yesterday or last night, he was $2.50. The bottom of it was yesterday, and Joiny was $2.50. I'm going to tip him, but I tell you what, he can do some big drop fast train. He was wide early, no cover the other day at Hawkesbury, the end of June. He led Sefri after that, and he was headed at the 150. Got it about length and a half of East Louisiana. And that was a very heavy track that day, and that was over the mile. Prior to that, he's run a number of placings. He had 4 placings from 10. But some of the boys that have ridden him tell me he's a very typical horse to ride. I reckon he'll go forward here, Mitch Mellon, maybe lead. He's not give up the maybe lead, not give up the lead. And on 4, the looks be only the 2 chances. So he's on top. Number 5, Joiny, faster to win a race. It's knocking on the doors at a few placings, 4 of its last 5. Home track today, Bucko Ride, soft draw. Number 4, Delia, I think that's how they say it. It went terrible the other day at Newcastle. But the track deteriorated through the day at Newcastle, and it was heavy at late in the day. It didn't like it at all. It's windy for a flying was very good. 3, Brum Brum is the other one. 1, 5, 4, and 3.
Righto, 1, 5, 4, and 3. Gary, just so, because I know you've been travelling, Brum Brum was a late scratching.
Oh, righto, mate.
Yeah, number three. It was came through a little while ago. I've just noticed it here. Number three, Brum Brum. Would you have a fourth tip?
Yes, I certainly would. The Towers, mate, for Johnny Higgins.
Okay, number six. So 1, 5, 4, and 6, repeating the late scratching there, number three. To race six at Wyong, number three, My Demetra, $1.85. 5, Moana Jewel is at an easing $3.50. And then number 4, Pride of Darcy at $4.
She's absolutely flying by the Metro. The Snowden's a got her. He bowled in by 3.5 lengths the other day at Kimber. CJ Graham rode it, went straight to the front. And that was the end of the section. She kicked at the 2.50 and left at the dead there. Prior to that, she won Kimber, ran over the top of the straight. And she beat a stablemate who goes pretty good warfare. Last time in, she raced okay, and she's going a lot better this time in. Wire up track on Suda, Mitch Bell ride. Probably lead again on the short run home. I'll be 2 yards to run down. Now, very important riding change here on Moana Jewel. Stacey Metcalf was thrown in the race yesterday at Scone. Andrew, what happened? She was outside the leader.
Yeah.
Tumbleweed blew across the track, and the horse shied through a rock. They took her to hospital, but she's okay. She walked to the ambulance. And Louise Day on frame 3 here. It's got a big home. It was 3 deep all the way. No cover the other day at Newcastle and fought on well. I think she's the form of Victoria now at Tracy. I've only got the tools of the body, 3 and 5. Maybe I'm silly for leaving out number 4. Pride of Darcy, because its first up run at Newcastle wasn't that bad, 3 wide, no cover, and it'll be better second up. Number 2, best of the others, it's a stay and it might sprint well. 3, 5, 4, and 2.
The second last race, 7, number 2, Perigord here for Bjorn Baker at $3. 5, Reveal the Magic.